following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Back left to Trevin. Pull, fire, score! Trevin nailed for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU versus Florida A&M, here's your host, Cleon Wall.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the BYU Cougars host the Florida A&M Rattlers. They have a cool-sounding name, but that doesn't mean they're a sweet playing basketball team. The Rattlers are 3-6 on the season. All three of their wins have come at home over very small schools, each loss coming on the road and by big margins. A&M played the Utah Utes on Tuesday and lost 89-59. This should be another win for BYU. The question is, what do the Cougars want to get out of this game before starting Big 12 conference play? By the way, we're just 10 days away from BYU taking on Arizona State to start the Big 12. Well, so far, the good for this team right now, they're 8-2. They're very deep. Some of the bench players have started at other universities. By the way, speaking of a deep team, this team just picked up another player yesterday, Kadeem Mboup from NBA Academy in Africa. Probably the only bad thing that we can say about the Cougars right now is that they've lost to the two best teams on their schedule. So what can they get out of this game? My opinion? Well, it's just another opportunity to give everyone some playing time so they can be prepared to play when the time comes. Mawut Mag stepped up in his time on the floor against the Wyoming Cowboys. He's actually getting the start tonight in place of Richie Saunders. Richie Saunders not going to play tonight because of an injury. Anyway, Mawut scored 11 points in the win over Wyoming. Jason Shepard caught up with the transfer from Rutgers before tonight's tilt.
I want to know how the BYU experience has gone for you so far.
I mean, it's been pretty well, you know, pretty different compared to the places I lived in the past. You know, I lived in a variety of different places, Sudan, Australia, some states in the U.S. too, like California, Jersey, and also Florida. But I actually like it. My teammates, my coaches, they do a good job of just, you know, bringing me in and welcoming me like I'm one of theirs. And I feel like it's a great place where it's quiet. Program's not that bad. People may assume that it's bad, but it's really not that bad. I actually like it. It's a nice working environment where I can just stay focused and locked in.
And you've obviously been here for a while, but for those that may not have heard when you originally got here, and you touched on some of it right there, but Ultimately, what was it about this fit for you that you decided this is where you wanted to continue your career?
I feel like just like when I first came and what the coaches presented, you know, of course, you know, Coach K, why I came from the NBA, and that's my ultimate goal, and I feel like what was presented to me over here was something I wanted to. A nice, quiet area where I can just be me and just be 1% better every day. So I feel like just everything as a whole up here is something I'm looking for. Something quiet where I can just be focused and locked in.
With this game being the final non-conference game before Big 12 play, how would you assess how the team played through the non-conference schedule? How much do you think you guys progressed as the non-conference schedule went on?
You know, I felt like, you know, we have a new group, and there's new chemistry, different bursts of personalities, people we haven't been familiar playing with. But I felt like we're doing a good job of getting better. I feel like we did an okay job, but I feel like there's always room for improvement in regards to, like, communication, chemistry, shot selection. I feel like we're growing each and every time. Right now, we're down a few soldiers, but I feel like it's just next man up kind of mentality. But I feel like we're doing well, and I feel like we're going to be prepared. Coaches do a good job of preparing us for games and everything. So I think we're going to be ready to go against conference play. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you mentioned the next man up, and in the last game, that next man up was you. You got a lot more minutes. You certainly produced. It was your best game as a BYU Cougar, and I think it goes to what you were talking about in terms of that next man up mentality and showing off the depth. Even though you don't have your full complement of players, it shows off the depth that this team has and what's capable when you are full strength.
Yeah, so that's one thing too, our depth. You know, we have a lot of players, tremendous talent. I feel like just always got to keep ready. You just never know when your time's going to appear. It's a long season, and things happen up and down. Things may not go ideally for one specific individual, but I feel like you just got to have to stay ready at the moment because you just never know. And your chance, you never know when you get called up. You got to just make sure you just keep progressing every day.
You mentioned a minute ago that your basketball career has taken you to a lot of different places. Most recently, you were at Rutgers, so you played in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
How excited are you to be able to challenge yourself in the Big 12?
I'm actually pretty excited, you know. Competitive basketball is what I feel like every basketball player should want, because you want to get better. I feel like it's a nice change. You know, Big Ten is very competitive, very physical, but I feel like the Big 12 is up there as well, too. So I'm just excited to play great teams and play in great arenas and just compete. You know, I just want to compete and win games and go to the dance and, yeah, win my brothers.
Florida A&M is probably not a team that a lot of BYU fans are going to know a whole lot about. As you guys have gone over the scout for the Rattlers, what stands out to you about this matchup against Florida A&M?
You know, they got a lot of different personnel. They got a couple of people that can shoot it and a lot of drivers, too. And I feel like even though coach does a good job with, you know, never underestimate a team, everybody is a basketball player. And I feel like we have to go there with the same mentality. And regardless of what team or what the names are in front, we got to go out there with the same approach and have a killer mindset. And, yeah, just get the W.
All right, we've talked a lot of basketball. Let's talk about you. Let's get into the personal side of Mawit Mag here. Okay, when you're not playing basketball, what are you doing? What do you do to get away from it?
Normally, I'm kind of a homebody. I'm at home. I play video game. I like to watch Netflix. But other than that, I just like to just relax. I wouldn't say I'm an introvert person, but I just like to relax and chill. I have chill with my roommate, Elijah, and just I like to get some food sometimes. I don't really go out like that, but like Chipotle or I like just to relax. I don't really do too much, I ain't gonna lie. So other than seeing me at the game, you probably won't be seeing me outside, but I just be relaxing and playing video game. A lot of Fortnite.
Well, you said the magic word, you said Chipotle, and I love Chipotle. So you and I may be seeing each other at the Chipotle here in Provo quite a bit. All right, so you mentioned Netflix. Are you currently binge watching anything, whether it's a series, something else? Are you currently watching something that's got your attention?
Yeah, I'm watching a cartoon Netflix series called Arcane. It's a little, I watched that, but I watched a lot of episodes. I used to be a nerd. I used to watch, like, not a nerd, but watching a lot. Used to watch The Blacklist, Queen Itself, Money Heist.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Suits. It's a very addictive. Suits, Breaking Bad, and list goes on. I love watching series, and The Blacklist is up there, top two. Everybody wants to have a recommendation. You should watch The Blacklist. Shout out to Remy Reddington, you know. So I did the research.
All right, you said it's top two. So what would be the other one then that would be in the top two?
Ooh, that's tough right there. The Blacklist. Ooh, that's a tough one right there. I say Money Heist is up there. Money Heist.
Okay.
In my opinion, yeah. Actually, I'm not going to lie, Breaking Bad in there too, top three. I ain't going to lie, like, series. I feel like them three really got the ones for me, so.
Yeah, I came in late to Breaking Bad. I think I started it at season three, and when it was in season three, and then I went back and kind of caught up. So I'm with you on Breaking Bad. Let's get one last question about basketball then. For you personally, what does success look like for you this season?
Being a part of winning, that's what it is winning and get better every day. Regardless of what the result is, just I want to win. I feel like everybody should. Well, my take, my mindset, or how I approach things is, you know, I always want to come into something and I want to compete and win. I feel like that's what all players should want. So win, go to the March Madness, help my team win, and that's really what it is. I feel like if we win, I feel like everything else is going to take care of itself, everybody in regards to all the players. So I feel like if we win, that's when a lot of good things happen, you know. So I feel like when it's the other way around, we're losing, no one's really going to get nothing out of it. Some people may, but I feel like once we win, it's just moments you just got to cherish, you know, things you're going to remember, like going to the dance and winning games and doing something, you know, history, be a part of history. That's what it is. So that's what I'm going to be a part of. And yeah, just ultimately just be a winner.
Well, wait, this is the first time I had a chance to talk with you. I really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for doing this, and good luck against Florida A&M.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you for coming in. I enjoyed this talk. Thank you.
That's Mawit Mag. Coming up next, we'll head to the Marriott Center for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Cleon Wall with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. BYU taking on Florida A&M tonight. And we're about 49 minutes before tip-off, and it's time for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Mark, how you doing this fine evening?
Cleon, I'm doing fantastic. I'm trying to be real good, because Christmas is coming. I don't want to mess things up this late.
I'm sure Santa has you on his maybe nice list. So if you have a good call tonight, I think all is forgiven for any past mistakes.
I'll do what I can.
Hey, Mark, I think this is the perfect time to talk about the BYU bench. Many times coaching staffs will shorten their rotations as they get into conference play. Now, listen, I don't want to talk about who is in the potential rotation or not. I just want to talk about what you've seen from these guys 10 games into the season. Let's start with Mawet Mag. I know he's getting the start tonight in place of Richie Saunders. He has played in eight of the 10 games so far this year. Really good on defense. Wants to improve on offense in his lone year at BYU. What have you noticed so far from Mawet that has impressed you or things he needs to work on?
You see, the real challenge for a bench player, I speak from experience, is you kind of try and do too much because, you know, hey, this is my opportunity. You maybe get a little excited. And the key for any bench player is their goals for the minutes they get on the floor is I almost want to be unmemorable. I want to be someone that goes out and does their job, makes the team better, helps out the other guys, does not turn the ball over, does not make any big mistakes, and doesn't cause the coach any ulcers. And so then in his mind, consciously or subconsciously, he knows that when I'm on the floor, good things are happening, and he wants me on the floor. And then I'll get more minutes. And I think early in the season, I think Mawet was kind of falling into that the minutes he got, he was playing super hard, which of course he does. He's maybe only second to Richie for how hard they play, but was a little excited and you know, made a few mistakes and just didn't seem comfortable out on the floor. And I think obviously you never want one of your best players to get hurt like Richie, but you know, when those things happen, it's a real opportunity for guys. And what it gave Mawet is that he had extended minutes where he could get comfortable and we could really see over a period of time, you know, what he can do. And he shot the ball great, but what I really liked was his defense. And everyone knows he's a great defender, and that was really on display. I mean, Wyoming, I forget their guard's name, terrific player, and Mawet was able to get on him and man-to-man and create turnovers off him, a couple block shots. It was really impressive. And I think this team, more than anything, needs stronger defense, and I think that was the best defensive performance from BYU so far, and there's no coincidence that happened when Mawet was on the floor for most of the game. So he looked comfortable offensively. He got a couple rebound putbacks. He got but the defense was fantastic. So it was great to have him get an opportunity to just play, and hopefully now when he does get the minutes, he'll get a lot of minutes again. But even when Richie's back and healthy, when he gets minutes, hopefully he'll be more comfortable, and we'll see that what on the floor. And he could really, really help this team, especially on the defensive end.
Let's go next to Dawson Baker. Both he and what have started in other schools, or at other schools, excuse me. They both scored 11 points against Wyoming. Dawson seems like he can do a little bit of everything for this team on offense. I'd call him crafty and tough. I don't know. That's probably not the best description. What has he brought to this team so far?
Well, you love to have a scorer on your team, a natural scorer, and Dawson is that. Well, I'd like to see a little more consistency. I mean, when he is feeling it, I mean, it's like lightning. It's like, wow, you know, 9-10 points in a row, mostly in the second half. So I'd like to see that kind of more spread out over the course of the game, but I think he is BYU's best guard at running the two-man game with either Foose or Kaba on the elbow of the free throw line. He's just so talented in finding seams, reading the defense, and getting in the paint. And he's a threat to pass, obviously, but he uses that to his advantage to create space. And then he's a finisher, he's a scorer. And it's, you know, coaches, you got to have scores, you got to put points on the board. And Dawson is as good as anyone I've seen at just kind of probing that defense, finding the space, and taking what the defense gives him. And he can just, you see at times, he can just really light it up. But, yeah, I'd like to see a little bit more consistency over the course of the game. But you can see how good he is at creating. And you need guys that can create today's kind of basketball. It used to be on where, all right, these, you go here, and we're going to run this play and get a basket. Now it's about, you know, two-man game and read the defense and take, you know, and Dawson's really, really good at that. So you need guys like that on your team.
You just mentioned Fusene Traore. I don't know what else to say about him, Mark. He's a pro in the low post. If he's single covered, not too many guys can stop him. I sometimes wonder, how is this guy coming off the bench? He is so valuable to this team. And yes, I'm gushing right now. The only knock against him really is his height. You know, I've gone enough, Mark. Your thoughts on Fust so far this season?
He is being underutilized, but that's just the way it's going to go for this team. I mean, nobody's going to get 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You're going to have to share minutes. And starting or not, it's never been a big thing for me. I always didn't really care if I started as much as I wanted to be on the floor at the end of the game when it mattered. And Fust, a lot of the times, is that guy. When you need a bucket, he is your bucket. And he's just so unbelievably good with his back to the basket. And if you don't double team, he will score on you. And that puts a lot of pressure on defenses. He is just an amazing player. And his consistency and his field goal percentage and his ability, you mentioned he's not a tall guy. I mean, I'm taller than Fust, but he's got about two feet on me with his reach. But his lower center of gravity almost is an advantage for him in the post. He reminds me a little bit of Adrian Dantley, if you're that old to remember him.
Oh, I remember Adrian Dantley,
You know, he was a 6'6 guy, but he could post up like no one you've ever seen because he had this big old butt, and he would just move people around with it. And Fust is able to take that strong move with that lower body and just clear space. And then he's kind of built like a barrel, too. And so even though he's not necessarily tall, his circumference creates space from the defender, and he's able to just do that little jump hook. I mean, it's really one of the most cool things to watch him work in the post. Is he's as good as anyone has ever been on the post here at BYU.
Just got a few moments left here, Mark. Mihailo Boškević has had some highlight-worthy plays this season, but in the last five games, he's only scored 5 points. What can we expect from him as we head into that conference season?
Yeah, he played great in that San Diego tournament, and he seems to have fallen off a little bit. He's a guy, again, that I would say just when you get in, just take a deep breath and just you don't have to score. You don't have to do anything. Just play your role. And with a guy like that, I would tell him, don't even worry about shooting the ball. I want you to go and play great defense and go get some rebounds. And it's amazing when you focus on other things that the shot comes and you score more points than you would have if you're kind of looking for your shot. I think Mihailo is a terrific player, great athlete. He's made some highlight moves this year with the reverses and dunks and things. But I just say, just go out and just take a deep breath. Do the things you know you're supposed to, and the shots will come. And, you know, I think he's going to be fine, but he has been struggling the last couple games.
Finally, let's talk about Elijah Crawford. Scored a season-high 5 points against Wyoming. It seems like he might have a hard time finding playing time in the conference season just with the seasoned guys ahead of him. But you never know what will happen. What has impressed you about Elijah so far this season?
I like his aggressiveness. I like how hard he plays. He seems to really care. And that goes a long way with me, you know, to care about your teammates and winning. And I think he's super quick, got a great handle. Able to get to the rim. I really like him. I think he adds to your defense when he's out there. He's quick enough to guard man-to-man. And I think he'll just get better and better. I mean, he's a natural talent, and I just like how hard he plays.
No Richie Saunders tonight, no Igor Demon, but we do have one Mark Duran on the call tonight. Have a great one tonight, Mark.
I'll try not to injure myself and leave Rubel all by himself.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
My friend. See ya.
Bye. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll check in on the college football playoff and finals from other bowl games. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Cleon Wall.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for BYU and Florida A&M. College football playoff going on right now. 98-yard touchdown run by Notre Dame, and they are up 6-0, waiting for the PAT. Other college bowl games today. Ohio beats Jacksonville State 30-27 in the Staff DNA Cure Bowl. And Florida whoops up on Tulane today. 33-8 in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. All right, coming up next, we'll send you to the Marriott Center for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah, as tonight the Cougars play their non-conference finale with the Florida A&M Rattlers in town for a 7 p.m. tip. It's the first ever meeting between these two squads. Florida A&M, the second SWAC squad to visit Provo this season. BYU manhandled Mississippi Valley State here 4 weeks ago. My name is Greg Rubel. I'll have your play-by-play call this evening, joined on the headset by my 28th season broadcast partner, the former Cougar hoopster himself, Mark Durant. Mark, another game, another injury absence for BYU. Now it's the Ironman, Richie Saunders. He was rung up early in last Saturday's game with Wyoming. He will not play tonight. He's now the fourth starter to miss games this season. With BYU's Big 12 opener coming up next, Kevin Young's preferred starting five haven't had a lot of time together through 10 games and now 11 tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Santa for Christmas this year to bring me a healthy basketball team. BYU needs to be healthy in Big 12 play now. They got some good depth, and certain guys I'm not as worried if they miss a game or two, the Richies and the Trevins and others. But one guy I really don't want missing any more games, and I think it's already been a tough thing for this team, is to have Yegor Damon not playing games. And there's certain things, Greg, that you can only learn about yourself and your game and get better at when you're in games. And I know he was injured early in that Providence game, but you can see how teams are going to start to play him, how physical they're going to be. And the way you learn how to deal with that is by playing those games. And you can try and do it in practice, but it's just not the same. You've got to play games, and every minute that Yegor plays is absolutely critical for BYU and their success. And that, so these last three games have been very difficult, and it worries me going forward, especially when after tonight you're in the Big 12 play.
My pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young is coming up next. We'll find out who gets the start in place of Richie Saunders as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show. Here's Greg Rubel.
We've got BYU and Florida A&M coming up at the top of the hour. 8-2, BYU has a 99% projected win rate by KenPom. The Rattlers 3-6 on the year, but 0-6 against power conference opponents. A&M lost by 30 at Utah on Tuesday night in game one of its two-game Beehive State swing. The Rattlers have a losing record, have had a losing record in 17 consecutive seasons. That's the third longest current streak in Division I basketball. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And with the outcome more or less a certainty tonight, the intrigue centers on the ever-evolving starting lineup and rotation combinations. We're going to see a fifth different starting group tonight. All the changes this season have been injury-related. First, it was Dallin Hall out for the first four games. Then Kay Bakeda missed a game. Yegor Deming will tonight miss his third straight game. And now it's Richie Saunders out, ending his consecutive games played streak at 78. Here's the coach on Saunders' situation and how he plans to replace Richie versus Florida A&M.
Yeah, no, he's progressing, feeling better. You know, he got shook up pretty good, you know, with the lip injury, but then just kind of got his bell rung. So he's doing better. We'll hold him out tonight. You know, we're putting Mag in there in his spot as a starter. Thought he obviously played really well, you know, against Wyoming, and hopefully he can kind of bring that same level of energy for us tonight.
How's Yegor coming along? Because he won't play tonight, I guess.
Yeah, no, he's coming along really well. You know, I think we avoided something that could have been a lot worse. He's progressing really well, you know, ramping up his on-court stuff, and he's really in a good place.
All right, Florida A&M, a team that always challenges itself in the non-conference, obviously. They've played six power conference teams already, and they've had stints of good play in a couple of the games in particular, Florida and Clemson stand out.
No question, yeah. I mean, they put some put good halves together. You know, they've had to struggle to put a full game together against some of these power teams, but, you know, they're a team that's, you know, athletic. You know, they're a team that gets to the line, shoots a lot of threes, which is similar to some of the teams we've played of late. So we feel like our game plan is kind of on par with what we've sort of been seeing lately.
Yeah, top 40-ish in three-point rate and also percentage of points they score on threes, a big part of their game.
It is. And so, you know, we've gotten to a pretty good place where, our defense has been much more compact the last couple games, knowing that we're going to give up some threes, but there's ones we're okay giving up and there's ones we're not okay giving up. So, you know, that's something we really got to execute tonight.
Okay, back to Mo for a second. Mo Whitmag had a nice game offensively in Salt Lake City, but defense is where he really stands out, isn't it?
It is. You know, and he's, you know, obviously came in highly touted on the defensive end. He's been solid defensively in practice, but I thought, you know, what he did the other night, you know, that was the first time I think he's really showcased, like, what he can really do on the defensive end. And it really stood out. I think it grabbed all of our attention in a good way. And hopefully that's a start of, some solid play for him moving forward.
As it is your last game before the Christmas break, how much do you want these guys to kind of empty the tank, knowing they've got some time to get ready for Big 12?
Yeah, and we talked about it this morning. You know, I try hard to just address the elephant in the room a lot of times. This is a hard game. Call it for what it is. You know, people have family in town. People have travel plans coming up. You know, finals just got over. There's so many distractions. And so really challenge the guys to just lock in on the task at hand, knowing that, you know, we have business to take care of. I thought their attention to, or I should say focus this morning was really good. But I learned a long time ago what happens in the morning doesn't exactly translate to the night. So, you know, they have to accept that challenge and, stay locked in.
Hope to see that translation this evening. Coach, good luck on this one. We'll talk to you post-game.
Thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs against FAMU tonight.
I got excited about BYU's defense watching that Wyoming game. I want to see a continuation of that, so I want to see some good defensive stats. Florida A&M averages about 14 turnovers. I want to see 16, 17 turnovers that BYU creates. They have about 13 assists per game. I want to see under 10 assists for them this game. I want BYU to take away all those kind of things, and if they can do that, that'll show me a good defensive effort, which I want to see a continuation of that progression.
All right, Mark Durant's keys to the game. As we break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming your way next, live from the Marriott Center in Provo on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. We welcome you back courtside at the Marriott Center for BYU and Florida A&M. The Rattlers have played six true away games against Power Conference foes. They've dropped all six by an average of 31.3 points per game. The spread on tonight's game is BYU minus 34.5. Wow. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with play-by-play and commentary, studio host Cleon Wall and Jason Shepard tag-teaming tonight. Coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors James Finlayson, Kaylee Radford, and Maya Tippetts. Our BYU radio engineer, Barry Squires. Tonight we'll draw to a close BYU's non-conference campaign. With a win tonight, the Cougs will enter Big 12 play at 9-2 on the season. One of the two losses was the game at Providence when the Friars shot lights out. BYU could have beaten the good Ole Miss team in San Diego, but couldn't close that one out. All the other games, BYU was expected to win big and more or less did. As a result of so many gimmies, BYU's schedule strength is among the lowest ranked nationally right now. But, Mark, that will soon change. In the 20-game Big 12 grind, the caliber of competition is about to increase dramatically.
Yeah, the schedule strength hasn't been good, but you still have to play the games, and BYU's played them and looked pretty good doing it. Now, the Big 12 is so awesome. I mean, every game is such a big deal, such good teams, and there's not a single team in the Big 12 that can't do to BYU what Providence did. I mean, that's just the way it is, and so BYU's going to have to find a way to be better than they have been, even though they've been good, especially on the road, because it can get away from you there. And this team is as good as BYU is in the depth and the exciting players. I mean, that's kind of that's how it is for everybody in the Big 12. So you better find a way to be different, and BYU will get a chance to figure that out very soon.
Coming up next, we'll hear from Florida A&M head coach Patrick Crary II. As we go to break, we remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics, BYU and Florida A&M. Set to tip it off at the top of the hour, BYU 8-2, the Rattlers 3-6. They've played two non-Division I games, so a 1-6 against top-tier competition. The win coming at home against a Presbyterian. Florida A&M played at Utah on Tuesday, lost by 30. Head coach of the Rattlers is Patrick Crary II. It's his first season as a Division I bench boss, and he's facing the typically tough non-conference slate that awaits all SWAC teams every year. The objectives are fiscal, but the benefits can be practical, with a hope to toughen the team up for conference play.
It's a different experience for me. I've never had to experience this before, and I really don't know if it's preparing you for SWAC play. I know it's preparing you to play better and to play your best basketball early in the year, to hold each other accountable and kind of be ready to go. So, you know, a lot of times winning masks a lot of things, and I think even if you're winning against mediocre teams, or, you know, you can kind of get away with some things, but when you're playing against these high major teams, you got to be a well-developed basketball team. To put yourself in a position to compete early. So I definitely think it's doing that, and I think that should help us in SWAC play.
Okay, you've played six power conference teams. Where does BYU kind of fit into the range of teams you've played so far?
It's funny, we do this every single time, and we had them right below Florida. So we had Florida, it's like them, Clemson, and Maryland are all to us, you know, tournament teams. Just based on what we've seen and a lot of the KenPom ratings and things like that. So I think that they're right there. Right at the top of the teams we played all year. You know, they probably have a couple guys out today, but you know, their staff has done a great job. You know, they're just a really good program on the rise, you can see.
Clemson, your best game, do you think, to this point? Fair enough or no?
Clemson was our best half. I think Florida was our best game. Yeah. I thought Florida, we played well. There was an 8-minute stretch in Florida where they outscored us like 18-2. Outside of that, it's a two-possession game the rest of the game. So I thought we played really well against Florida. I thought we competed against them. They were very big, very physical. But, yeah, Clemson first half definitely was the best we played.
What are you leaning into right now with your guys? What do you think is clicking the best right now that actually sustainable for the season?
Just our defense has gotten a lot better. It sounds crazy, but we haven't had a high major opponent go for over 90 against us in the last, six games. We've done a really good job of trying to communicate, and we're doing a better job executing our action. We just got to make shots, and we got to get a little more flawless. I think early in the season we might have three or four guys not on the right page when it came to, you know, offensive execution. Now we're looking at one guy not on the page, and so we're turning the chapter in terms of that. I think it's going to help us out moving forward.
Okay, finally, Coach, two-game swing here in Utah in the winter time. Just your thoughts about being in the state. It's been a few days for you here in the state and being in this building to play BYU today.
Well, it's beautiful out here. Like, the mountains are unbelievable, and it's not that cold. I thought it was going to be a lot colder.
Not too bad. Yeah.
It's not so cold here. And then, you know, this is in a crazy arena. We played, you know, like we said before, a bunch of places. We had this right up there with, you know, Florida. Clemson is one of the nicest arenas that we played in. And you guys packed the seats in here. You see how many seats they have in here. It's just a different type of look in here. But we're excited. I got some friends on staff. Me and Will Voigt are really good friends. Me and B. Dunson are good friends. And
awesome.
It's a lot, you know, it's always fun to compete against your friends. I'm proud of them and their growth and how they're going throughout their careers. So excited to be here and excited to kind of feel the energy here at BYU.
All right. Well, Coach Kerr, thank you for the conversation. And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Merry Christmas.
That is Florida A&M head coach Patrick Crary II. BYU fans, make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. More of the Cougar Tip-Off Show next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant prepping you for BYU and Florida A&M here at the Marriott Center. BYU looking to extend its non-conference home streak, home win streak to 13 games. And its non-conference home win streak, well, I should say 13 games overall, and then the non-conference streak going to 20 if they win tonight. Richie Saunders out. Got his bell rung last week. Mawut Magg gets his first start as a Cougar without Richie available versus Wyoming for most of that game, Mark. Magg had a really good night. If there's a silver lining to BYU's dark injury cloud, is that guys like Mawut and Trevin Nell and Dawson Baker really stepped up to boost BYU's depth heading into league play.
As a bench player, you never, trust me, these guys never want to get time because of an injury. But injuries happen, and then when it does, this is your opportunity to show what you can do. And Mawut really did that. He was fantastic. Defensively stellar. We knew that about him. Knocked down some shots made, got a put back. I mean, he was great. And we finally got to see him with protracted minutes where we could see the player that he can be. And the coach saw that. Everybody saw that. Now Coach Young can have more confidence in him. And Dawson, the same way with Yegra. Coach can have more confidence in these guys. So when the opportunity presents itself, however that happens, you need to take advantage.
Closing pregame thoughts coming up next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, getting set for BYU and Florida A&M with no Richie Saunders tonight, the only player to start all 11 games this year, freshman Cannon Catchings. Last night on the coach's show, Coach Kevin Young talking about he's been working with Cannon a lot on, literally catching and shooting a little more frequently. He's got a really smooth shot, and he wants him to be really thinking about that catch and shoot three, and it'll help his numbers. He's shooting 37% field, 30% from the arc, and he's under 50% still from the free throw line. We know that Cannon is a better shooter than that.
Well, sometimes, you know, you got to score. He's a scorer, and when he hasn't scored for a while, there's a ticking clock in a scorer's head saying, I haven't scored for a while. So sometimes he forces things. He shoots shots that maybe he shouldn't. So, yeah, look for more of those shots in the flow of the offense. And also go get some shots. Go get a rebound, an offensive rebound, and be really aggressive on the boards. That's how you can create shots even when you're not getting them in the flow of the offense.
Good stuff. Tip-off of BYU and Florida A&M coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Skip pass goes to Cannon for a wide open three, and that's good.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Yegor for three. That's good. Top of the key three. Yegor Denny.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center. It's BYU and Florida A&M tipping it off just seconds from now. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We'll start with the Rattlers of Florida A&M. They are 3-6 on the year. Their head coach is Patrick Crary II. His first year with the Rattlers, he, of course, also is 3-6. At the point, number zero, Leonard Taylor Jr., 6'2", 195, a junior from Baltimore, Maryland, and a transfer from Clarendon College, coming off a career-high 5 points. Tuesday night at Utah. Number five, Milton Matthews is the two-man. 6'3", 200 is senior from District Heights, Maryland, and a transfer from St. Thomas. At the three, number two, Jordan Chapman. BYU had a Jordan Chapman back in the day. Different guy. 6'4", 210, senior from Bessemer, Alabama. Transfer from Shelton State Community College. At the four, number eight, Shakir O'Neal. Yes, the son of Shaquille O'Neal. He goes 6'8", 200, junior from L.A., transfer from Texas Southern. And the man in the middle, the postman, number 20, Jameen Charles, 6'11", 220, junior from St. John's, Antigua, and Blinn Junior College. Those are the Rattlers of Florida A&M in green with orange and white. The BYU Cougars in white with royal. Introducing them to you, it's your friend and mine, Mark Durant.
Backcourt for the Cougars, number 30, Dallin Hall, the junior out of Plain City, Utah. Number 21, Trevin Nell, the senior, North Salt Lake, and getting the nod tonight, number zero, Mawut Mag, 6'7", senior out of Melbourne, Australia. Your four is number six, Cannon Catchings, the freshman out of Brownsburg, Indiana. And the five spot, the big fella, the man in the middle, number 13, Kaba Kata, 6'9", 230, junior from Mamako Mali. That's your starting five for the 8-2 Cougars, 6-0 here in the Marriott Center. Coached by Kevin Young.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Right to the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. The ball is up and slapped back to Dallin Hall. BYU from back to front, right to left as we see it and you hear it, and we are underway here at the Marriott Center. BYU in forecourt away from us to our left. Kata, hand out to Trevin Nell. Nell over the shoulder straightaway, Dallin Hall. Dallin will drive it, scoop it, and no, it rolls off the rim. He saw enough of that on the weekend in Salt Lake City. And an early look for Dallin just slides off the flange. We stay scoreless 30 seconds in.
I was hoping somehow that would go because he was like 0 for 4 at the Delta Center on layups.
And with the Rattlers in town, snake bit again is Dallin Hall.
He's getting closer, though. That should have gone.
Left wing, Taylor. A left corner, now a post feed to Jameen Charles working on Kaba. They see the double on Charles, almost turned it over, but gets it right to Jordan Chapman, who squeezes it up and in, and Florida A&M takes the 2-0 lead. Officials tonight, Kip Kissinger, Keith Kimball, and DeSell Dean, a couple of big names in the reffing game, working here tonight in Provo. Minute in, Rattlers 2, BYU no score. Trevin Nell from the arc right will get to the paint, pop it up from 12 feet, miss that off the back of the rim, offensive rebound Kata, and he loses it. And so Florida A&M looking for an early 4 or 5-0 lead. Driving Milton Matthews high to Charles. Right wing Taylor, Leonard Taylor at the left elbow. Pulls it out to the corner. A pull and fire from Matthews, missing the three off the back iron. And Trevin Nell will take it into forecourt. Accelerating down the left wing. Gets into the paint, now pulls it back out. Trevin still on the bounce. Cannon Catchings on the Marriott Center logo, right side, 30 feet away. Now Dallin Hall takes possession between the circles. 15-second shot clock, 18-20 on the game. Dallin to the rim, short on the lay-in. And Florida A&M the other way. BYU yet to score in this game almost 2 minutes in. Taylor forces the action. His short shot comes off the iron, rebounded by Mawut Mag. BYU 3-on-4 down the floor. Hesitation, float game. Cannon Catchings rolls it in. Cannon Catchings puts BYU on the board. We're tied at 2, exactly 2 minutes in.
Good defense by Trevin Nell to get back, forced to miss in transition, which got BYU going the other way. And Cannon, a nice little runner.
Jameen Charles, top of the arc. Right wing Leonard Taylor Jr. Taylor to the top. Stripe extended left to Shakir O'Neal. O'Neal hands Matthews left corner. Down to a 6-second shot clock. Deep three straight away. Up and in. From Jordan Chapman, the rim, the window, and in. And Florida A&M takes the 5-2 lead over BYU 2.5 minutes in. Florida A&M very dependent on three-point buckets for a high percentage of its points. They don't rely a lot on twos, but a high number of threes, both as an attempt rate and percentage of points scored. Cannon Catchings to square the game. Airmails the three from the left corner. And the Cougs are down 5-2 and 1-for-5 from the field to open. Leonard Taylor, slow bounce right side. Charles straddling the three-point line right wing. Gives stripe extended right side to O'Neal. A little diesel off the rim, the window, and in. Another rattler for the Rattlers. 7-2, yeah. Florida A&M, a five-point lead early in this one.
Rattler is right. All these are bouncing around, somehow going, but they're going.
16:35 to go in the first half. Trevin Nell thought about the three top of the key. Will jump into the paint, lose it, turn it over. Leonard Taylor bumped near the timeline. Taylor to the trailer. Milton Matthews. Now straight away, Jordan Chapman. Right wing O'Neal. The son of Shaq. Stripe extended left. Taylor straight away, Charles. Charles waves Chapman down low. Hands off to Matthews. Matthews, long shot right side, wide left, and rebounded by Kay Bakeda. Kevin Young waving his team down the floor. Almost 4 minutes in, one bucket for BYU. Mag, how about two? Yeah, it is. Mawut Mag with the Cougars' first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the night. BYU makes it a two-point game. 7-5 is our score. That three-pointer brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
Now, if you can play great defense and you're a reliable three-point shooter when you have the opportunity, that will get you a lot of minutes.
Mawut was 3-for-4 from three against Wyoming on Saturday in Salt Lake City. 15:35 to play. We've got the first whistle and a first media timeout on a travel by Shakir O'Neal. Take us to a break with 15:34 to go till halftime. BYU down two. The Cougs will have the basketball, looking to tie or take a lead after this. 7-5, Florida A&M leading BYU. 4.5 minutes in at the Marriott Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Hey, Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Florida A&M 7, BYU 5 is our early score. 15:34 to play here in half number one. Greg Grubel, Mark Durant with you courtside. BYU playing for a win that would be its 13th consecutive here at the Marriott Center and 20th in a row in non-conference home games. BYU does have, yes, a 19-game non-conference home win streak going, and the Cougs are 34-2 in their last 36 non-conference home games. This is the first all-time meeting between BYU and FAMU. The Cougs coming in two tonight, eighth nationally. In average attendance, it's 16,745. And Coach Patrick Crary II of the Rattlers telling us how impressed he was with the venue when it was empty. He's looking forward to seeing it with the seats filled, and many of those seats are filled on this last Friday before Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody out there in Cougar Nation. Last game before the holidays. The next time we do this will be New Year's Eve afternoon. It'll be 2 p.m. on December 31st for BYU and Arizona State. Yep. Big 12 plays just around the corner. Here we go. It'll be Dawson Baker checking in for BYU, along with Fuseni Traore. So two subs in for the Cougs, and BYU will take it from back to front, the full 94. Dallin Hall with the ball. Dallin and Dawson played the two-man game, getting it across the timeline. Dallin Hall will walk it right side. 7-5, FAMU leading BYU, Fuseni Traore. Splash. Low to Cannon catching. Cannon hammers it home off the assist. The high-low from Fuse to Cannon. And he dunks to make it a 7-7 ball game.
A great cut, and Foose just making the right decision. Foose is a terrific passer. He's like a point guard when he catches it out front.
We'll call it an early All-Pro Capital money moment of the game. All-Pro Capital, put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. And at the other end, a FAMU turnover. Elite BYU basketball. Cougs play for their first lead of the night. 7-7 is our score. Exactly 5 minutes gone.
Tried to go back door and too aggressive and led the player, went out of bounds.
So BYU in forecourt. Sterling Young, leading scorer for the Rattlers, comes off the bench. He's guarding Dallin Hall up top as the ball goes left to Dawson. Dawson will jump it to the elbow, send it out to Cannon, catching 3-point range right. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Hall to Foose on the post up. Left block. He gets to the middle. On Jadarius Eatman, the jump hook is good. And Fuseni Traore with that bucket. Moves up the career scoring chart. Goes from 40th to 39th. And he's 1 point away from 38th on the all-time scoring list. Yeah, seven in a row for BYU. The Cougs take a 9-7 lead and an offensive foul called on Jadarius Eatman in the Florida A&M forecourt. So three quick turnovers against Florida A&M. It'll bring Mihailo Boskovic into the game for Mawut Mag. 9-7, BYU. The Cougs were down 7-2.
Well, last time BYU faced an O'Neal, he set a record for the most block shots in a game. And I think Russell Larson still has nightmares about that one. But that time, Foos didn't seem concerned as O'Neal was lurking behind him. He goes up and scores.
Foos, again, single-team coverage on the post-up. Gets right to the rim. Little reverse flip and a score for Fuseni Traore. And we update the scoring list for Foos. He goes from 1,140 to 1,144. Moves from 40th to 38th on the all-time scoring charts at BYU as he keeps ticking off those names. And that's now 9 in a row for BYU, 11-7, the Cougar lead.
They tried to take the middle out, and Foos just went baseline reverse.
You want to go one-on-one with Foos? Good luck. Three-pointer left. Rebound off the miss by Sterling Young to BYU. Dawson Baker down floor right side. 11-7 Cougs. 9-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes. Dawson Baker will drive it. Hand off to Mihailo Boskovic and a finger roll right at the rim off the assist from DB. So Mihailo gives the Cougars a 13-7 lead. It's an 11-0 run and a timeout call by Patrick Crary II. First timeout of the first half called by the Rattlers. 30-second break. We'll stay right here with it. 13-7. BYU leading Florida A&M. Yes, it was 7-2 Rattlers at one point. 11-0 run over the last 2 minutes and 38 seconds. BYU's made its last five from the floor as turnover trouble has turned into 6 points off of turnovers. BYU with 6 points off the 3 Florida A&M giveaways.
One of the nice things about having Dawson and Foos come in is they're creators. And BYU's having trouble getting a shot, so they bring in those two guys that can create shots on their own. So whether it's dumping it down to Foos, let him do his thing, or we saw Dawson there do a nice job getting in the paint, drawing the defense, and kicking it to Boskovic for an easy bucket. Those guys create things on the floor, makes it easier for everybody.
BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. And interestingly, Mark, the Cougs doing this with only 1 3-point field goal right now.
Yeah, I think the Rattlers think, well, we got it's hard to know how to play BYU. You got to take away the three, and then you're giving up single-man coverage on Foos, and that's going to be a problem.
Jacoby Hendricks, Caleb Washington, more subs in for the Rattlers. Three-pointer missed left side, rebound to BYU, and quickly down floor Boskovic to the trailer cannon Kedgings. Cannon to the top, hesitation to the free throw line. Now to Mihailo up high, right wing Dallin Hall. A quick touch pass to Foos. Foos now posting up on the right block. They don't dig with a double, and so it's Foos right to the rim. Block, though. He stayed on his feet, stayed down to Jameen Charles. Back into Foos's hands, trying to get rid of it with triple team coverage. And a foul's called at the end of all of that. Foos got blocked, got the ball back, and then they just collapsed on him. And he did draw the foul. It'll be BYU basketball non-shooting situation.
The funny thing is Foos had cleared a lot of space and looked wide open. Good job recovering by Florida A&M to get that block shot, because Foos had done what he usually does and looked like he had an easy bucket, but they recovered.
Yeah, nice work by Jameen Charles to stay with him and get that block shot. Does end up in a foul on Sterling Young. Sterling Young picking up the Rattlers' second foul of the game. Young and Eatman with a foul apiece. BYU's yet to foul here in the first half. Elijah Crawford checks in the game. Baseline send to Trevin Nell, who's back in. To Foos, back to Trev. Pull, fire, and spins it out from three. Rebound, Caleb Washington. Hands off to Sterling Young. Sterling Young into forecourt. Coach Crary plays 12 guys pretty regularly. A steal by Trevin Nell at midcourt. He'll drive it and reverse lay in for the score. The breakaway two for Trevin Nell, and BYU makes it a 13-0 run and a 15-7 lead. 12:20 to go until halftime.
Great anticipation on the steal, and then but he uses his body and the rim to go with the left hand to score that with the defender breathing down his neck.
Caleb Washington hooks it to Charles downstairs. He gets doubled. The ball's rotated left corner. Now left wing Sterling Young back in the corner left side to Caleb Washington. Young top of the key. Step back three in the air and heavy. Rebound Dawson Baker. Good collection by Dawson. Outlets Crawford. It is Baker, Crawford, Nell, Foos, and Mihailo right now. Elijah Crawford to the top, to the left wing now. Still on the bounce. Back to the top of the key. Whips a pass left corner. Trevin Nell for three. Got it. Trevin Nell with his first three. And BYU's second Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. And now the lead is 16-0. On an 18-7 lead, BYU up double digits. 16-0 run over the last 4 minutes plus. Travel. And a turnover, a travel up top by Milton Matthews. Timeout on the floor. 11:26 to play till halftime. The Cougs are rolling. 16-0 run for BYU. The Cougs take a double-digit lead. 18-7 is our score. The Cougs over the Rattlers of Florida A&M on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Well, it's a Big 12 game and a top 25 matchup. It's number 19 Cincinnati leading at number 22 Dayton. It's 21-14 in favor of the Bearcats. And checking in on the very first college football playoff game, Indiana's just gotten on the board. It's been all Irish so far, 14-3 Notre Dame with 3.5 minutes to go before the half. Back over to the Marriott Center and Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. Tonight's game brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. Trevin Nell, 1-for-2 from three. That means Trevin has at least won three in all 11 games this year. He's the only Cougar with a three in every game this year. And he's one game away from tying his career-long streak with a three-point field goal. So against Arizona State, should Trevin get a three? He'll tie his string at 12 consecutive games. Trevin 1-for-2 from deep. BYU 2-for-4. Florida A&M 1-for-6 from the three-point line. And they've struggled from deep as BYU's gone on what is now a 16-0 run as we come back in.
Trevin's super confident. Why wouldn't you be shooting 47% from three on the year and doing other things well? Got that steal and bucket in transition. Just playing good basketball.
Mihailo Boskovic. Short corner feed to Dawson Baker. Now the post up to Foose, out to DB. Dawson Baker for three. There it is. A 19-0 run. Ties the Cougars' long run of the season. They had a 19-0 spurt against Queens. Now it's 19 straight as the Cougs take a 21-7 lead. BYU trailed 7-2 and now leads 21-7. Dawson Baker with another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. We've got the first BYU foul of the night. It comes almost 10 minutes into this game. Fouls now 2-1. And who did that foul go against?
Elijah
Crawford. So it'll be Florida A&M basketball, just to the left of head coach Kevin Young. Florida A&M left to right as we see it and you hear it. BYU right to left. 21-7 Cougs. 19-0 run over the last 5 minutes and 6 seconds. When will that run come to an end? Jameen Charles up top. Hands off to Jordan Chapman. Right wing, Leonard Taylor Jr. He's into a three. Heavy. Mihailo saves into Elijah Crawford.
Well, that first one, I think, went for them, but they're not close on a lot of these.
Scoring drought of 6 minutes plus. Ends up in an open three the other way for Trevin Nell. He's strong on that one. Uh-oh. Trevin Nell landed on his ankle, rolled it. Dawson Baker, he's long on that three. Trevin Nell's got to hobble it off as the offensive rebound to Foose gets a reset to DB, and Dawson knocks down another three. It's a season-long 22-0 run. And the Cougs with another Mountain America three. That's now 4-for-8 from deep. Dawson's got 6 points on a couple of threes. And Trevin Nell's going to try and stay in the game here. He's kicking that sprain out. Didn't look good. He landed and rolled it. But he's trying to stay in the game. We'll keep it right here with a 24-7 BYU lead on a 22-0 run.
Give BYU three chances. They're going to get one of them.
Backdoor flash and a turnover by Leonard Taylor as he bobbled it beneath the bucket. It goes to Crawford the other way. Crawford will run it right to the rim. Finger roll. Missed it off the back of the iron. And he hits the deck along with a Florida A&M Rattler. So 4-on-4 the other way. A couple of layups rolling off the rim for BYU, but everything else is going. O'Neal, long two, and there it is. The run has ended. 22-0 run ends with Shakir O'Neal scoring his second bucket. Now 24-9, the BYU lead is 15. It was a game-high 17 a moment ago at 24-7. Dawson spins away from pressure and takes a hold out front. That'll be foul number three on the Rattlers. Jersey number two, Jordan Chapman, picks it up. We'll see Kaba Kader check back in for BYU. So, over the last 6 minutes and 29 seconds, a tidy 22-2 run. Foose will check out, Kaba in, and BYU basketball beneath the bucket. So the Cougars playing with Crawford, Baker, Nell, Boskovic, and Kada. And it'll be Elijah Crawford triggering to the right of the BYU standard. 9:32 to go till halftime. 24-0 Cougars. Elijah sends out into backcourt. Trevin Nell will track it down there. May have gotten away from Elijah a little bit, but no harm done. Trevin tracks it down and gives it back to Crawford in backcourt. Down to a 10-second shot clock already, though. Elijah out front. Dawson Baker straight away. Shot clock down to 7. Dawson sees a high double. Left to Mihailo for 3. Strong on that. Rebound. Trevin Nell has it yanked away by Jordan Chapman. Chapman. Straight away Taylor. Taylor. Hesitation to the left elbow. Straight away Chapman. Playing with 1 black sneaker, 1 white sneaker. Pull up Jay from Caleb Washington, misses base right. Elijah grabs the rebound, races into forecourt. Down the barrel comes Crawford. Floats it up. Uh-oh. For Kaba, but there was contact on Kaba. Uh-oh. Kaba's down. And, yep, may have tweaked that ankle that's caused him problems already this season. The lob up by Crawford, but Kaba was hit on his way to the rim. He does get up to his feet, but doesn't look too much the worse for wear. We'll monitor that. It is a foul, number 4 on Florida A&M to just 1 for BYU. That'll be on Chapman, picks up his 2nd.
Yeah, the lob just wasn't quite there, and you had Nell in the corner wide open. That's got to be Elijah's first thought, is to go to the open three-point shooter.
Kaba Kata straightaway, Dawson Baker. Dawson just on the three-point line. Fouled on it, he thought. Didn't get the call. And the shot missed wide right. Here come the Rattlers, who trail 24-9. Caleb Washington jumps into the paint. It's right to the rim. Leans back. Misses it with the left hand. Rebound Kaba Kata. 24-9 Cougs. 8:29 to go till the break. Seen a lot of Elijah Crawford here last few minutes. Lobs it up for Kaba. Kaba collects and lays it off the window. Had to come down with it. Goes back up with it and scores. Kaba has his first 2. And the Cougar lead back to a game-high tying 17 at 26-9. And there was no one to inbound the ball to for Florida A&M.
5 seconds.
And so there was a 5-second violation. Everyone had run down the floor. And so poor Robert Coffey.
I've never seen that.
He had no one to inbound it to. And so they called the 5-second count. There's no one there.
I've seen guys leave and they call him back. And then you get. But I've never actually seen a 5-second call because no one came back to it. Good news is Kata and Nell both look like they twisted their ankles, but they're still playing and don't seem the worst for wear.
Crawford's got the count at 4 and puts it into backcourt again for Kaba Kata. BYU nearly turned it over at the timeline as he and Crawford almost.
Kalen Clay there.
All right, Crawford straightaway Baker are down to an 8-second shot clock again. 8 minutes on the game clock. Crossover from Dawson. Dawson to the free throw line.
Oh,
beautiful
so
move. Gets down low and lays it up and in. That was very Dellavedova-esque, what yeah. Dawson Baker just did right there.
Good comparison. He gets a defender on his hip and just keeps him there. And then Kata clears it out for him to just shoot a nice easy layup.
26-2 run, 28-9 score. BYU by a game-high 19 now, 7:39 to go till halftime. Baker with 8. Three-pointer left corner. Good! And a foul. Chance for a 4-point play. When we come back, Shakir O'Neal knocks down the triple, makes it a 28-12 ball game. And baby Shaq will be shooting for a 4-point play when we come back to the Marriott Center. BYU 28, Florida A&M 12, our score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. At one point tonight, it was 7-2, Florida A&M. The Cougs had 2 points in 4 minutes. Over the next 6 minutes, BYU outscored Florida A&M 22-0. And on the strength of that run, it is BYU comfortably in front. 28-12 is our score. After going up 24-7, the Rattlers have outscored BYU 5-4. Shakir O'Neal with all 5 points and his chance to make it 6 as he goes to the line for a 4-point play opportunity coming out of this timeout. Timeout with 7:34 to go till halftime. BYU lead is 16 points. The Cougars are paced by Dawson Baker's 8 off the bench, 5 for Trevin Nell, and those two guys combined to go 3 of 7 right now from the three-point line.
And usually we have to wait until the second half, Greg, to see Dawson start cooking, but he's been terrific in the first half in this one with 10 points, a couple threes. Just so good at finding the weaknesses in the defense and then exploiting them. And he scores it. He made a beautiful pass to Kaba Kata and a great pass to Boskovic. Just doing it all right now, except playing right now. He'll take a rest.
BYU with 4. Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointers here in the first half. BYU 4 for 10 from the perimeter. And Florida A&M 2-for-8. The Cougs are shooting 52% from the field to the Rattlers' 36% at the moment. All right, Shakir O'Neal.
I like Shakir. He's a good player. Hits that three with Nell in his face, and probably not the guy I would have picked if you said which one Shaq's son out there. He's not too big, but he's a nice little player.
6'8", 200, Shakir O'Neal. Had a 26-point game earlier this year against an NAIA opponent. O'Neal free throw good. He's now 14 for 22 at the free throw line.
Certainly shoot free throws better than his pop.
Dallin Hall's back in the game. Hall, Nell, Ketchings, Boscovich, Kada. 7:25 to go till the break. BYU's lead 15. The game high lead had been 19. 28-13 is our score. Mihailo cuffs it. Right, went for the dunk. Was blocked at the rim into the hands of Cannon Ketchings. A reset to Dallin. He'll drive it. Lay it up and miss another one. Oh, no. But he gets fouled this time. He look at him. He's like, I cannot believe this. Rolls off the rim, but he got fouled. He'll get two free throws out of it.
Well, that was a tough one. I mean,
yes.
He got hit.
Would have been a great finish.
Going to the left, but and he almost got it. But I think it's in his head a little bit now. Would be in my head anyway. But the good news is he's getting where he wants to be. Now he just got to finish.
Team foul number 5, by the way, on the Rattlers. Saeed Burnside picks it up, having just checked in. Dallin will shoot 2 and make the first one. So BYU back on the board, 29-13. Cougs on top, 7-11 to play till halftime. Florida A&M losing 89-59 in Salt Lake City on Tuesday. Second free throw missed by Dallin. Saved in on the end line by the Rattlers. So 1-for-2 on the trip. Dallin's free throw number 67% coming in 2 tonight. Goes 1-for-2 there. Cougs up 16.
It's a little zone here.
Roderick Coffey III. Right wing to Milton Matthews. III. Shakir O'Neal I. Passes baseline. Turnover on a travel. It'll be BYU basketball. That's turnover number 9.
Yeah,
already. Eight turnovers for Florida A&M to just 1 for BYU. 13-0 in points off of turnovers.
Yeah, 3 travels as well.
So the Cougs in forecourt. Dallin Hall will race it to the right wing. Coffey takes a hip check out front, recovers to stay with Dallin up high. 6:30 to play in the half. BYU by 16. Mihailo for 3 off the rim. No. Kaba Keita gets it up. Off the offensive rebound, fouled on it. He will get 2 free throws. Saeed Burnside fouls him. Now some jawing after and a technical foul. As Burnside, I think, knocked the ball out of the hands of Kada. And Kip Kissinger called the tech. I think it's on Burnside. Let's see here. Double technical. So he called both guys. Offset, and it'll be free throws for Kaba. So Kaba picks up a foul. Burnside picks up 2 on that play. So that's 3 on Burnside. And that'll go Kada free throws on the original foul.
Well, Kada, no one's stronger than Kaba to go get the rebound, but sometimes when he gets it, he relaxes a little bit. Keep that the ferocity that you went got the rebound with as he misses the first free throw, and then go back up with it with that same strength.
So the team fouls go to 7-3. Florida A&M was 7. I think they gave a foul to the wrong player. They gave Coffey a tech when I think they both should have gone to Burnside. They may fix that. We'll see. I've got Burnside with 3, including a tech, and the stat monitor says otherwise. We'll see if they remedy that. Either way, Kaba makes the second of 2, so 1-for-2 on that trip. 30-13, BYU by 17. Game high lead's been 19. Got 6:20 to go till the break. They double on the near sideline. Coffey gets the ball to Matthews. A skip pass straight away to Caleb Washington. Now Coffey on the arc right side to the top left wing, Shakir. Shakir O'Neal. A post feed low to Charles. He's a double back out to Matthews straight away. Coffey on the angle left. Coffey will drive and kick. Shakir for 3. Heavy. Rebound Mihailo. Gets it knocked out of his hands. Gets fouled in the process. It'll be 1-1 for Boscovich the other way. Team foul number 8. Yeah, they did fix that. I do believe. Well, they've taken the foul away from Coffey.
They'll have to give one back because he just fouled there.
So Coffey picks up his first foul. And they've not given that technical foul back to anybody, but should be going to Burnside. That's missing a foul. The fouls are 8 and 3. That's correct. Ikeda needs a foul.
Boskovic will shoot one and one the other end after a nice rebound. Boskovic has missed a couple shots here, but I like how he's playing. They were good shots, and he's playing hard, makes the first. It's a good defensive possession on that last one, too. BYU really getting after it, forcing the miss.
31-13. 32-13 on the free throws from Boskovic. So BYU back up a game-high 19 now at 32-13. 5:56 to play here in the first half. Caleb Washington guarded by Cannon Catchings. They screen Catchings, driving as Washington to the right side. Will give straight away to Milton Matthews the third. Right corner to Roderick Coffey the third. Charles hands off high to Washington. Washington drives Hall, kicks corner, short on the three by Matthews. Rebound Kava. For Kata, that's rebound number four here in the first half. 32-13. The Cougs on top, 5:25 to go in the break. Wide open three for Cannon. Catch, shoot, and score! Cannon fire from the right side. Cannon Catchings with his first three of the night. And the Cougs have a 22-point lead for the first time tonight. 35-13. It's another Mountain America three-pointer. And BYU now 5-for-12 from deep. Cannon has seven.
This is a big team on the floor for BYU. Got a lot of length. Boos will check in. You'll still be big.
Post up, Charles sees a double, nearly a triple, and they force the turnover out of it. Hard turnover to, number nine.
Hard to throw over the top of three or six arms right there.
Dallin straight away. Step back three, pull, fire, oh, score! Dallin okay. Hall! 38-13. The Cougar leads. Boosted to 25 on the Cougs' sixth three-pointer of the first half. Dallin Hall with 4 points.
Deck the halls on that one. That was impressive. No hesitation.
Scoreboard shows 38-13. Stat monitor 37-13. As a three-pointer goes the other way to Caleb Washington, his first three, and the Rattlers' third three. Was Boskovic 2-for-2 on those free throws? He was, wasn't
yes.
he? Yeah. So somewhere there's a... An added point and a missing point between the scoreboard and the stat monitor. Cannon Catchings between the circles loses his man on a beautiful hesitation. Right corner to Mawut, and he traveled, turned it over. Timeout on the floor. 3:58 to play. It's only BYU's second turnover of the night. We'll take a break. 38-16. BYU leads it on the board on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Tonight's game sponsor is Jersey Mike's. We appreciate them being a part of our team at BYU Athletics. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. 38-16. BYU the lead over Florida A&M as we get late in the first half. 3:58 to play. BYU with a game-high 25-point lead moments ago at 38-13. But a three-pointer from the Rattlers closes it to 22. Pretty much all BYU since the Rattlers had a pretty strong first 4 minutes of this game.
Yeah, it looked like they may be a bit more of a challenge than we anticipated. They do have some good-looking athletes, a lot of length, but just not great shooting. And then they tend to shoot bad shots, a lot of threes that are contested and not a high percentage, only 3-for-11 for them. BYU 6-of-13. BYU just kind of getting it going here, and Florida A&M having a hard time keeping up with the Cougars.
All right, coming out of the BYU huddle, we'll see what the Cougars put on the floor. Florida A&M with Hendricks, Washington, Chapman, Eatman, and Young. Lots of guys play for Coach Patrick Crary II. BYU breaks huddle with Dallin Hall, Dawson Baker, Cannon Catchings, Fuseni Traore, Mawut Mag. As we come back in, it's at Rattler basketball. Jacoby Hendricks, senior out of Louisville.
He lost it and had to throw it off Dallin to keep it Rattler basketball.
The turnover number 10 for Florida A&M to BYU's 3. 16-0, the points off a turnover's advantage. So the Cougs have as many points off of turnovers as Florida A&M has points for the half. Sterling Young, right wing. High to Caleb Washington. Whipped around the arc, left side to Chapman. Chapman to Young. And now Hendricks up high. Right wing Young. Short corner feed on the baseline right to Jadarius Eatman. Eatman up top to Hendricks for three. Got it. Jacoby Hendricks with the 4-3 for Florida A&M. It's what they do to stay in games or try to hang around in games. Yeah, lead cut to 19, 38-19.
Not a high percentage, but Manny nailed it. Had a hand in the face from Catchings.
42% shooter for the season. 48 from three coming into the night. Catchings will drive to the left block, squeeze it up and score. That's a tough shot. But it goes from a little late footer baseline left. They stood him straight up, and he squeezed it up and over and makes it 40-19. BYU lead 21. Three-pointer left side. Strong. Rebound to Mag. The miss by Chapman. Mawut down floor. Mawut finds Dallin Hall right corner. He'll pull fire and spin it out from three. Rebound slapped and tapped and brought down by Jacoby Hendricks. Hendricks. Chapman for three. Off the short handoff. He'll miss it. Rebounded by Baker. Florida A&M now 4 for 14 from deep. BYU 6 of 14. 2:25 to play till halftime. Cougs up by 21. Mawut. Rainbow left corner off the pass from Hall. Misses and out of bounds off the Rattlers. It'll stay BYU basketball. Or do they call a foul on that? No foul. Just off of Florida A&M. So BYU basketball with 2:20 to go till halftime.
I tell you, Mawut is not a frozen rope guy. He gets a lot of loft on that. That was short on that one, but usually that works out pretty well for him.
Fuseni Traore backs down, sees a double, finds Cannon, who finds an open Dallin Hall for three, and that's good. Beautiful ball movement. Inside to Fuse, up top to Cannon, left side to Dallin. He knocks out another Mountain America Credit Union three, and BYU by 24, one off the game-high lead. It is 43-19. Cougs on top.
A foul out front on Florida A&M, so BYU basketball. How about that pass from Cannon? He could have taken that shot. It was a shot that would have been fine for him to take, but he's unselfish. He gives it up to Dallin, and they knock it down. So a good unselfish play from Cannon.
Dallin, 7 here in the first half. No one in double figures yet for BYU, but really balanced. 9 for Catchings, 8 for Baker, 7 for Hall. Trevin Nell with 5. Those are your top scorers for the Cougs. 1:50 to play till halftime. 43-19. A score here, and the Cougs will have a new game-high lead. Cannon. Three-point land left. Three-point land right to Baker. Baker holds it high. Drops a pass downstairs to Fuseni Traore. Single team. Now the double, so Cannon cuts. But the pass to Cannon's picked away. Taken away. Florida A&M the other way. Hendricks for three. Too long. Rebound to Charles. Reset to Hendricks. A ball fake, a mid-range jumper, miss again. Dallin Hall off the carom, 90 seconds to go till halftime. BYU in forecourt, lead 24. Baker sets up camp left side. Now to the bump, now down the lane. Still on the dribble, Dawson Baker. Terminates, finds Mawut Mag, three-point range right. Hall takes it on the Marriott Center logo. Stepping to him is Sterling Young. Dallin losing him on a little jab. High to Foose, backdoor Mawut, and a reverse lay-in off the assist from Fuseni Traore. That's 4 assists for Foose. That was pretty. And the one assist away from a career high is Traore as the Cougs take a game-high 26-point lead now at 45-19.
Foose channeling his inner Yegor.
Shaquir O'Neal for three. Misses it off the front rim from the right corner. Hall rebound. Down floor Dawson. Dawson racing, kicking, corner, catching.
Yes.
Scores for three left side. Timeout to Kevin Young and BYU with 34.7 to go till halftime. It is all Cougars. 48-19. The lead goes to a game high 29. It's another double-digit run. A 22-0 run earlier. Now a 10-0 run as the Rattlers go scoreless in the last 3 minutes. Cougars pulling away, 48-19 Cougs in the final 35 seconds.
That's a good principle of unselfish basketball. We saw Cannon pass up a three to get Dallin an open look, and you think, well, I just lost an opportunity there. But then the unselfishness comes back to him, and he's wide open in the corner, and he knocks it down. So everybody benefits when you're unselfish. The pie, there's no limited amount of pie. Everybody can have pie if you want to share.
We'll call that shot from Cannon a Zions Bank shot of the game to give BYU the 48-19 lead. The shot of the game brought to you by Zions Bank for 150 years of helping you succeed. Zions Bank is for you. With that shot, Cannon's first half scoring total goes to 12 points. 12 for Cannon. His third double-digit scoring half, his third 12-point first half for BYU this year. 30 seconds to go till halftime. 24 on the shot clock. Florida A&M in forecourt. The Rattlers left to right as we see it. Andy here at a bump out front. It'll be non-shooting. Mawood picked that one up. So on Mag, that's one on BYU, four to Florida A&M's nine fouls here in the first half. So Rattler basketball with a 4.4 second differential between game and shot. Driving to the hoop is Young, fouled on his way up. May get free throws here. Should be on the way up. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think he'll have free throws. Yeah.
Yep, Dawson Baker called for the foul. Rattlers have taken just one free throw here in the first half. Shakir O'Neal made it. BYU 4 of 6 from the stripe. So Sterling Young will step to the line. His 74% free throw shooter is Sterling Young. Coming off a 2-point, 1-for-10 shooting night at Utah on Tuesday. Makes the free throw. Sterling Young has his first point. So 48-20.
Yeah, it's a hard grind for these teams, Greg, that play a lot of road games. And you get drilled by 30 at Utah. And it's hard to come back with a lot of fire in your next game against BYU.
Sterling Young does go 2-for-2. BYU with 48 here in the first half. On 8 of 17 from deep, those 8 three-pointers in the first half, a new season high for a first half. All right, shot clock is off. Game clock at 15 seconds for Dallin Hall. We'll see what the Cougs can do here with what should be their final possession of half number one. Cannon Catchings, 10 seconds, left side. Up top to Foos. Foos pivots away from pressure. Finds Hall with a 5-second clock. The shoot. The miss off the in and out, and then Trevin Nell double dribbles with it. Turnover with 1 second to go off the rebound. Trevin wanted to go back up with it, thought about it, came back down with it, and turns it over. So 11-4, the turnover tally. Florida A&M will get one last look as Dallin Hall, with 5 seconds on the clock, shot a deep three right side, popped out, and then it went to Trevin, who ended up turning it over.
I think Trevin thought he had less time, so he had to really, once he had it, shoot it. And then he saw the clock that he had some time and tried to put it back down on the floor. No luck.
And the false start on the inbounds. I think they were still working on the clock when Florida A&M tried to inbound the ball. There's 0.4 on the clock. So maybe they reset it to 0.4. Now 0.1. What's going on? So Kip Kissinger over to the scorer's table here. They're going to reset this. So we're trying to get this first half over with. 48-21 is our score. BYU on top. They put 1 second on the clock where it was before. So with 1 second, it'll be a trigger and fire for the Rattlers. The throw down floor and over everybody. And so
BYU will have a chance.
Now BYU gets one last look.
I think it got touched, though.
If it was touched, then 0.3 has to come off. They said no touch. So 1 second. So Kip Kissinger says there was no touch. Put 1 second back on the clock. But now the Cougs get it in forecourt from where it was inbounded before. So a unique end to this first half as that throw down the floor didn't touch anybody on its way out of bounds. So with 1.0 left, the Cougs get a pretty comfortable catch and shoot here, Mark. Seconds enough time to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if this was a closer game, this could be a big turning point. I don't know that it'll matter in this one, but a good chance to finish the half strong for Cougars.
BYU basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. So we're still sitting at 1 second on the clock. And BYU with an inbound opportunity in its forecourt. Dallin Hall on the sideline. They tried to get Foos in the game. They can't do that. They're going to bring Mag back in the game. So it'll be Hall with Nell, Baker, Mag, and Catchings. Here we go with 1 second left still here in the first half. 48-21 Cougs. It'll be a deep forecourt send-in for Dallin Hall. Count at two, count at three into Trevin, and was he fouled on it? I think he was. He missed the three, and the foul comes at the horn, and so BYU with a chance to score at the end of the half. Saeed Burnside picks up his third foul as the Rattlers pick up their 10th, and Trevin Nell shooting from three.
At the review for timing.
All right, it said Kissinger, the previous play is under review for timing. They want to make sure he got the shot off in time. But I think with a full second, the foul came before the expiration of the half. I would be stunned if this doesn't end up with Trevin Nell shooting three free throws. Mark, what about you?
Yeah, I thought he got it off in time. And a nice play there is Dawson was screened by Mawut, and then Mawut went and got Trevin. So all the action was between Dawson and Mawut. Then they went and got Trevin to free him up, and the Wetsman had to switch on him. It's a big guy, and he's going to be a little bit clumsier, and Trevin did a nice job drawing the foul.
They looked at it, and they give free throws with 0.2 left on the clock. So BYU will lead big at the break. The question is, will they score 50 here in the first half? It's 48-21. Nell shooting three free throws and makes the first of three. So Trevin's got 6 points here in the first half. Three free throws here with 0.2 remaining in the first half. BYU with an 8-1 record leading at halftime, but a 5-0 record leading with by double digits at halftime. And BYU may lead by 30-plus at the break. It's a rare halftime cushion as Trevin Nell makes two of three. The Cougs do get to 50 as Trevin Nell makes the first two, misses the third. So he has seven, and BYU leads at the break 50-21. A 29-point lead for BYU ties the game-high cushion at the intermission. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the Marriott Center in Provo. Cougars lead big on the new skin.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Second half of play about to get underway here at the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah. BYU with a 29-point lead ties the game-high cushion. So we start half number two. BYU on the floor with Dallin Hall, Trevin Nell, Mawut Mag, Cannon Ketchings, Kaba Kata. That's your original starting five on this night. No Richie Saunders tonight. So his consecutive games played streak ends at 78. Not everyone can be the Iron Man that Mark Durant was in his BYU career.
It's amazing with how hard he plays that that hadn't happened sooner to him, though.
That's what someone else said to me today.
Kaba gets a steal.
Yeah. Ketchings down floor to Mawut. Skip pass to Hall. Finds Trevin Nell right corner. Back to Dallin on the arc right side. So turnover number 13 for Florida A&M comes in the opening seconds of half number two. A little change of speeds for Cannon Ketchings. Squeezes it up as he drove it down the lane right side. And this is on Shakir O'Neal. And that will be his second. So it'll put Cannon Ketchings at the free throw line. That was a shooting foul. Cannon was in the act as he squeezed it up. Ketchings, 12 points to lead all scorers in this game. 5-for-6 in the field in the first half.
Yeah, he was really good. He misses that one, though. And think about Cannon. He's so tall. I mean, he's as tall as Kaba or what. And so he can score in the paint like that. Makes the second free throw.
1-for-2 at the stripe. He's under 50% at the free throw line on the year. BYU by 30 for the first time tonight. 51-21. We're 30 seconds into half number two. Shakir O'Neal, son of Shaq. Part of a cycle to the right wing. Leonard Taylor will drive it, scoop it, and score it on the baseline drive. Layup for Leonard Taylor Jr. Got the start tonight and was scoreless in the first half. Scores the first two for FAMU in half number two. Skip pass right corner. Cannon catches and shoots and scores for three. Right corner, Cannon Ketchings. 16 points to lead all scores, one off a career high as a BYU Cougar.
He airmailed his first three, but since then he's been on fire.
BYU by 31 again, 54-23. Skip pass left corner to O'Neal. O'Neal will drive it, hand it off to Leonard Taylor. Gets Mawut to fly by, shoots and misses front rim. So BYU by 31. The Rattlers have lost their six Power Conference opponent games by 31 points a game. They're down 31 with 18.5 to play. Dallin Hall out front between the circles. 54-23, BYU on top. Hall's going to race it to the right wing. High to Ketchings. Pull, fire, he score checked. Again! Cannon Ketchings! 19 new BYU career high for him. And 57-23, the BYU lead 34. Another Mountain America Credit Union 3. That's 10-for-20 from deep. A 3 to answer from Chapman, no. And Kaba grabs the rebound for Kata. That is board number 5 on the night. 57-23, Cougs, 18 minutes to play. BYU's up 34 right now. By the way, they're still not covering. Trevin Nell, now they are. Trevin Nell for three, right wing off the assist from Cannon. And 60-23, the lead explodes to 37 early in half number two. Up top, Milton Matthews, the third. 11 for 21 for deep are the Cougs. Chapman spins low on Mag, who forces a turn. Oh, it's out of bounds off of BYU. Mawut, really nice job on Chapman, who had to give it up at the very end. It ended up going off of BYU out of bounds. So a 12-second shot clock, a 17:34 game clock. It is BYU 60 and Florida A&M 23. The Rattlers have allowed 80 or more to all six Power Conference opponents this year, and the Cougs are on pace for that and then some. Three-pointer missed left corner, rebound Dallin Hall. Dallin races down the barrel, and I mean races. Kicks in the corner, Nell, three, front rim miss. Rebound to Roderick Coffey the third. He's the only Coffey on the BYU campus tonight. Taylor, left corner. Milton Matthews, kick high to Coffey. Coffey's going to jump stop in the paint, squeeze it up against two Cougs. A blocked shot and a late foul. Will this be on the floor before he goes back up? Will it be free throws? The foul's called to Mawut Mag. That's a hold on the floor. Out of bounds it goes. No shots. 9-0 run for BYU here in half number two as the lead's 37 at 60-23.
It's only the fifth foul against BYU in this game.
Cougs get the steal off the inbound. 14th turnover for the Rattlers. BYU in forecourt quickly. 3 minutes gone here in half number two. Dallin setting up shop on the wing right side. Kaba sets a screen. Kaba rolls low. There goes the lob. Kaba off the window! The pick and roll lob and finish. Kaba Kata off the assist from Dallin Hall.
Wasn't the dunk we're used to, but that was a hard catch and a nice finesse finish from Kaba.
We'll call that the power play of the game with the finesse finish. 62-23. The Cougar lead 39. Straight away, Chapman three. Strong on it. Smacks off the window on the rim. Nell the rebound. Down floor, Mawut. Mawut right to the rim. Up and no. He's fouled. He'll get two free throws. The Hyundai power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai. All-wheel drive SUV. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Hyundai power play of the game came on that pick and roll from Hall to Kata moments ago. Resulted in a two-point bucket. And gives the Cougs a 39-point lead. 62-23 is our score with 16:27 to play. It'll be Mawut Mag going to the free throw line for two. Mawut is an 86% free throw shooter on the year at 6-for-7 from the line.
Rattlers, I think, are getting a little gassed here. Obviously, at altitude, been here a few days now as the first free throw is good from Mawut after playing Utah. But you can tell this has been a long road trip for them. And BYU's getting off to the races now much easier than they did in the first half.
So second coming up for Mag gives the Cougs a 40-point lead for the first time. BYU basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. Mawut Mag goes 2-for-2, now 8-for-9 at the line on the year. And the Cougs by 41 at 64-23. It's a 14-2 start to the second half for BYU. Milton Matthews, the third, step back, three right side, in and out, rebound. Kaba yanks it away from Trevanell. That's okay. A little friendly fire there. Six boards for Kaba. Cannon catching. Oh. Baseline drive and cleared for takeoff. Cannon throws it down. 21 for Catchings. BYU wow. By 43 now. 66-23. What a start to the second half. Three the other way. Strong on it. On the miss by Coffey. Cougars on the carom.
I did that once, Greg. Then I woke up. It was terrible.
Dallin Hall between the circles. Slow bounce to the right side. Dallin pick and pop to Cannon. Why
Heat
not?
Check.
Missed the three. Rebound Rattlers. Cannon now 4-for-6 from the three-point line. Coffey
Ooh, nice.
Squeezes it up at the rim over the outstretched hand of a swatting Mawut Mag. And Coffey has his first two. 66-25. The lead down to 41. 15-15 to play here in Provo. We'll take the under 16-minute media timeout on the next whistle. If a team called timeout doesn't precede it. Dallin Hall, 30 feet away on the right. Now to the top. Now down the lane. Kick in the corner. Trevanell. Pull fire. Front rim three. Trevan tonight. 2-for-6 from deep. Jacoby Hendricks will drive and kick in the corner. Matthews will cycle on the wing to Chapman. Runs into Kaba. Gets it right back. Oh, Kaba took a collision in the face there. And squeezing it up at the rim and scoring is Jordan Chapman. He's got seven. And Kaba a little worse for him. Might have got a poke in the eye there. So four in a row for the Rattlers. Make it a 39-point game. 66-27. 14:35 to play. Dallin up top. One-hand whip in the corner to Nell, and Nell takes a bump. Timeout on the floor. It'll be BYU basketball after this. 14:30 to play here in Provo. 66-27. Cougs lead the Rattlers on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
17th now in total assists with that helper to Foose. Free throw good, and Caleb Washington completes a three-point play. 72-33, BYU by 39. By the way, the fact that Foose at the free throw line is, you know, shooting 93%, has made 16 in a row at that point. Turnover, Dawson Baker got his pocket picked by Hendricks. Hendricks front court right side of the trailer. Washington steps into a three and knocks it down. Caleb Washington has 9 to lead all Rattlers. That was a turnover that turned right into points. Dawson Baker got it knocked out of his hand and went three the other way. Foose top of the arc. Kozlowski. Drive it low, bounce it to Bosco and turn it over. BYU a little turnover trouble now. That's 8 on the night. Three-pointer right side, Young. Good again. Sterling Young. BYU slackening a little bit with a lot of reserves on the floor right now. 72-39. It's a 33-point lead, but that's 10 points off the game-high lead.
Yeah, 2 turnovers resulting in wide-open threes, because when you're getting back, and it's probably a group that's never played together, they're not matching up well, and guys getting wide-open shots, so timeout from Coach Young.
Timeout, 11:05 to play. BYU 72, Florida A&M 39 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
In the college football playoff, Notre Dame has added some points. They wanted the touchdown. They settled for a field goal. It's 20-3 Irish with 4:21 left in the third quarter. Back to the Marriott Center. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Well, thank you, Jason. BYU 72 and Florida A&M 39 is our score, paced by Cannon Catchings 21. It is BYU leading it by 33. The longest run for Florida A&M in the first half was 6-0. Here in the second half, they've already put together 7-0 and 9-0 runs against BYU.
Yeah, I mean, this half will not be as pretty as the first. Guys that don't get a lot of minutes will get minutes, which is nice and good. And this may be the last opportunity for BYU to really just run out of team and have everybody get a chance to play as the Big 12 approaches. So it's going to get a little sloppy, and Bamu's getting some open threes, and that, they talked about that in the timeout. You don't want to – I think it's going to get sloppy, but you don't want to let down. You're doing things well. You don't want to get bad habits, so just keep playing hard. And even though you got a big lead, you still want to learn and get better.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Cannon Catchings 21, making him the second freshman with a scoring high of 20 or more this year. The first time BYU's had two freshmen score 20 or more in the same season since 2016-17. 72-39, BYU by 33. Elijah Crawford in the game. Releases to Fusene Traore, three-point range left. Hand off to Boscovich, and now Dawson Baker at that same spot outside the perimeter left. There goes the post feed to Foose. They single-team him, so Foose is going to back down, jump hook it, and score it. Over Jadarius Eatman. And it's 74-39, BYU by 35.
I love it when he gets it. Everybody for the Rattlers are looking at him, knowing he's going to do it. Everyone BYU's just sitting watching him, waiting for him to do it, and he still does it.
10:25 to play, BYU 74, Florida A&M 39. Caleb Washington, a little fade away from 10 feet, left side of the lane, missed it. Rebound Foose. Traore with his fifth rebound to go along with 5 assists. Those 5 assists tie a career high for Traore. Elijah Crawford on the wing right side. 10:05 to play. Kozlowski back to Crawford. High to Foose. Foose top of the arc. Whips it left corner on the skip to Baker. Gets a man in the air. Finds Boscovich for three. Mihailo misses it front rim. The rebound to Jacoby Hendricks of FAMU. Down floor Sterling Young. Lost it beneath the bucket. Got it back. Rims it out. Rebound to Traore. Foose outlets Crawford. BYU down floor. We'll take the under 12-minute media timeout on the next whistle. as that last timeout was a team called timeout. Nice seal by Foose right to the rim. Too strong on it. Tip no good. And the rebound to the Rattlers. 9:30 to play. Racing it down the barrel is Coffey. Hands out to Hendricks. Pull, fire, and score for three. Jacoby Hendricks with nine on three threes. And 74-42, the BYU lead down to 32. The game-high lead have been 43 here in the second half.
All these threes are coming in transition. You got to be talking and identify who your guy is.
Corner three, Kozlowski. Yes! Brody Kozlowski. First points as a BYU Cougar. Come on a three-pointer, right corner. 77-42, and that's BYU's 13th three of the night. Whistle on a drive, a foul and a timeout on the floor. 8:59 to play here in Provo. The foul to Baker brings us to the break. 77-42, the Cougar lead 35 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to Big 12 Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass, serving Utah and the Intermountain West since 1938. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. Let us shout out for a moment the great Fuseni Traore, part of a 77-42 BYU lead over Florida A&M. By the way, at 35 points, BYU would be covering by a half point. So let's just keep that in mind. So Fuse tonight, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. It's a pretty thorough line for a big fella. The 5 assists tie career high. He's 1-for-1 at the free throw line, making him on the year 24 of 26 on his free throws with 16 consecutive makes.
Yeah, he's a special all-time type player for BYU, and he's only played 15 minutes in this game. He's done that. I mean, he's just such an amazing person, too. Just a great, great story. Everything good, everything about him is just good and awesome, and it's just great to see him on the floor do what he does.
It's going to be an emotional senior night later this year. Fuseni Traore, Trevin Nell. In this era, guys that stay with a team and a program for 4 and 5 years and see it all the way through, more and more rare, and those are two guys to do it for BYU. There'll be a lot of emotions coming out a few months from now. We come back to free throws for Florida A&M. Free throw good by Roderick Coffey III. Has 3 points, all coming here in the second half. Scoreless in 5 of his 9 games played this year. Didn't score at Utah on Tuesday. By the way, we just saw the first 2 free throw attempts of the year for Roderick Coffey III. And he went 1-for-2, made the first, and missed the second. So 77-43, the BYU lead is 34. Kozlowski scored his first points as a Coug a few moments ago from the three-point corner right side. Now Baker on the left side, 10-second shot clock, 8:35 on the game, and Dawson's fouled out front. A little hip check by Jacoby Hendricks. Not as many fouls in the second half as Florida A&M committed in the first 20 minutes. That's foul number 4 against the Rattlers to 3 for BYU. 77-43 is our score. Non-shooting situation. Kozlowski triggers at the far sideline. BYU left to right. FAMU right to left here in half number 2. Foose up top. Baker gets half Nelson up top. That's back-to-back fouls on Hendricks. That'll be 5 for Florida A&M as Dawson checks to make sure his esophagus is still in place. Oh, what are they? Did they say it was? Who'd they call it on? Dawson?
What? Was it?
Wow.
It looked like Hendricks was trying to jump the high screen and get in between Foose and Dawson and almost clotheslined Dawson, but they say, I guess, Dawson
or maybe
grabbed him with his left arm.
I guess. Strange foul. Thought it was going the other way for sure, but now Dawson and Kevin Young will talk it over at the BYU team area. Dawson will check out. Either way, it's Florida A&M basketball. Turnover number 9 for BYU. A little more turnover trouble in the second half than the first. Jameen Charles working outside the perimeter right side. Hand off to Caleb Washington. Stripped by Elijah Crawford. Gets it back. Elijah will drive it and hammer it home with 2 hands. Elijah Crawford getting up to throw it down.
Elijah is showing some spirit there as he goes and throws it down. I didn't even know he could do it. Clearly he can do it.
Jacoby for 3. This one in and out. Tapped by Trey to Elijah Crawford. Crawford lobs it up for Cannon Catchings, comes down on the baseline and stepped on the baseline with it. Turnover at number 10 for BYU. Elijah feel himself a little bit on that one, but too deep beneath the bucket for Cannon catching, so had to make a catch out of bounds. Timeout on the floor. 7:50 to play. We're taking a break. 79-43. We should be taking a break. Are we not, gentlemen? Yes, we are. Here we go. 79-43. BYU lead is 36. At the under 8 minute media timeout mark, we take a break. Cougs about big on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Tonight's BYU basketball game brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. We keep learning more, Mark, about this BYU basketball team game by game, and we know they are deep. We find out game by game just how deep when you lose Yegor Deming for now three straight games. No Richie Saunders tonight. BYU had to go without Dallin Hall for four games earlier in the year. Lost Kaba Keita for a game. But, man, Kevin Young has a lot of good players to work with, and those players have put up 79 through the first 32 minutes and 10 seconds of this game. The score is 79-43. BYU all over Florida A&M. BYU looking for an 11th consecutive win when outshooting the opponent. BYU outshooting FAMU 56-34% right now. It'll be a third straight game shooting 50% or better if the Cougs can keep this clip more or less intact down the stretch.
They haven't skipped a beat with the injuries. They'll need a full strength going into conference play, but it is nice to see Elijah. Great dunk, steal and dunk there. Jody Koslowski, I tell you, if you want to have fun, watch him shoot threes in practice. The guy can just shoot, a sharpshooter, and he gets his first three. That was fun, so this is good to see Trey Stewart out there as well. A lot of guys getting some time in this one.
Florida A&M sees some backcourt pressure. Trey Stewart and Elijah Crawford apply it. Ends up in an open three left side for Sterling Young, who knocks it down. Young with his second three. He's got eight. Florida A&M with nine threes on the night.
Yeah, they've been pretty good in this second half, but certainly obviously not going to be enough, but they're starting to hit them.
It's more than half their scoring. Brody Koslowski, you talk about hitting them threes in practice. How about game time? Two threes for Brody. His first 6 points as a BYU Cougar, and the Cougs answer a three with another 82-46 is the score. Cougs on top. So all seven of Florida A&M's Power Conference foes have scored 80 or more on the year. 7:05 to play. BYU leading it by 36. Sterling Young crossing over on Trey Stewart, a driving kick. Koslowski will close out. O'Neal will drive past it, missed the lay-in, rebound Kaba Keita. For Kaba, rebound number 7 to pace the Cougs in that category. Down floor, Trey Stewart. 82-46, BYU by 36. 6:45 to play. BYU's next game will be the Big 12 opener against Arizona State on New Year's Eve afternoon. Change of speed, so Elijah Crawford driving low, takes a hit on his way to the hoop. He'll get two free throws out of it. So you know that BYU versus ASU will be well attended as the Cougs open their second Big 12 conference slate. And the Cougs among the better attendance teams in the country, eighth nationally in fans per game coming in two tonight. All right, Elijah Crawford to the free throw line. Eli shooting 60% at the stripe on minimal attempts, 3 of 5. And now 4 for 6 is Crawford. Elijah with 3 points. 1 for 2 from the field, now 1 for 1 from the stripe. BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Eli, 2 for 2 on the trip. And BYU's lead, 84-46. The lead is 38.
Full court pressure from BYU. You're working on things. Even though BYU's got this in hand, they want to try different defenses, get ready for the future.
BYU was favored by 34.5 tonight, leading by 38. Coffey jumps into the paint and, oh, knocks over Trey Stewart. And that looked like a charge, at least we thought. But Keith Kimble calls the block on Trey Stewart. Team fouls are even 5 apiece. The fans just got to look at the replay. Trey looked to be plenty set, took it right in the chest. Keith Kimble said, no, I saw it differently, so it'll be Florida A&M basketball. 2 of the bigger reffing names in the game, Keith Kimble and Kip Kissinger. The special K's working the game tonight. Roderick Coffey III to the top. Steps into a pass left to Sterling Young. Strong on the three. Catchings grabs the carom. That's four rebounds for Cannon to go with 21 points. A driving kick. Trey Stewart's going to delay from the right corner. Skip pass to Brody. Another three left side. This one looks strong, and it is. Rebound to Coffey. So Brody now 2 for 3 from deep. BYU still 14 threes on the night. 6 minutes to play. Coffey blocked by Cada, who comes down with it off the carom beneath the basket. You give Cada a block on that one? Or did it just get blocked at the rim, by the rim?
Yeah, I think the rim got that one.
Stewart to Cannon. In and out on the three. Rebound falls to Cada. Cada to Dallin Hall, right wing. Lobs it up for Cada! Oh, yes! Dallin Hall, big smile on his face. That's how it's supposed to go. He throws it up, and Cada throws it down.
It's been a minute, man. I've missed it. That was fun to watch.
5:20 to go. BYU 86, Florida A&M. Florida A&M 46, 40-point game. Rebound off the missed jumper from Hendricks to Dallin Hall. Dallin down floor. That's his fourth rebound to go with seven assists to lead the team. Dallin throws it up. Float. Missed it strong. Rebound slapped out of bounds by BYU. It'll be Florida A&M basketball. Little floater there from Dallin didn't go. Dallin Hall's night. 7 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists.
Dallin was a little upset the last game here in the Merritt Center. He missed Cabo on one of those, and that pass was right on the money.
Dallin's 7 assists are a season high. Had 6 against Wyoming, goes to 7 tonight. Finding his groove as a distributor. Cougars by 40 and 4:55 to play. Some fans decide to beat the holiday traffic post-game. Most everyone hanging around to enjoy this one. Sterling Young, left wing to Jordan Chapman. Yes, there was a Jordan Chapman who played for BYU back in the day. A steal off the bobble by Charles, and then BYU gives it right back. Shakir O'Neal, drive and dunk. That's 10 for O'Neal. First two of the second half.
Somehow Shakir was invisible there. BYU had 3 players in the backcourt, and it was just Shakir, and he came out with it.
Catchings up high. BYU lead down to 38, 86 to 48. Hall, right wing, stripe extended right side to Stewart. Back to Dallin. Trey playing with long white sleeves. Dallin, hesitation, right to the rim. Finger roll missed it, but he was fouled on his way. He'll shoot 2 free throws with 4:09 to play here in Provo. So Dallin to the stripe on a 7-point night. 3 Cougs in double figures. Cannon Catchings, 21, career high. Dawson Baker, 11. Trevin Nell, 10. Those 3 players have combined for 9 threes. 9 of BYU's 14 on the night. Dallin Hall to the stripe for 2. This for a 40-point lead should he make them both. And he'll make the first to make it a 39-point lead. 87 to 48. Coach Crary was telling us in the pregame that it had been a little while since his team had allowed 90 or more to a power conference foe. BYU's nearing into that number. Is there to 88, 40-point lead on the 2 for 2 for Dallin Hall. The last power conference team to score 90 this year against FAMU was SMU, 102-73 on the second game of the season. Cougs are at 88, 88 to 48. Under 4 minute media timeout coming on the next whistle. You will hear Jacoby Hendricks turns it over to Cannon Catchings in a passing lane down low. Cannon will cuff it, scoop it, miss it, stick back. Good Dallin for Dallin Hall. Dallin at the rim, up and in. He's got 11, the fourth Cougan double figures. Off the miss from Catchings, and there's BYU at 90. The first power conference foe to score 90 against FAMU since early in the year. Long three for Hendricks, why not? Heavy. Rebound Kozlowski. 3:27 to play. BYU by 42. Maybe the only question left with any drama is, does BYU cover tonight? Spread was 34.5. All right. Cougar lead. Game high lead was 43. Now at 42. Kozlowski up high. Hand off to Hall. 3:10 to play. Hall, Catchings, Stewart, Kozlowski, Cada. Dallin hits the gas, drives to the rim. There it goes!
He's got the lid off now.
Oh, no, he's hit hard, falls to the floor, slow to get up. But that was one of the tougher lay-in tries he's had. And after some tough luck at the rim, that one's up and in. And luckily so, too, is Dallin Hall up and off the floor. But he took a hard hit and hit the deck hard. We hope Dallin's okay. He'll be shooting for a 3-point play after this. 3:02 to go. The Cougs lead by 44 for the first time tonight, 92 to 48 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball coming your way from the Marriott Center is brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers. Sierra West, the largest dealer in Utah with the lowest prices and three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. BYU 92, Florida A&M 48, so the Cougar lead 44 for the first time tonight. A 55% shooting night right now for BYU. If the Cougs keep it at 50 or better, that's going to be three consecutive games and seven on the year, seven of 11 games with 50% or better shooting from the field.
Yeah, they seem to be really getting in stride, especially from three. They're shooting 45% tonight. That is a terrific number. I mean, if this team can shoot anywhere near that, they're not going to lose a lot of games. And Dallin Hall makes that free throw. They're going to get him out of there after seeing him take some abuse on that. No need to risk it.
Dallin, 14 with five rebounds and seven assists. Season high seven for Dallin. Nice line. So many nice lines up and down the score sheet tonight. 93-48. Yes, a 45-point lead for BYU. .34.5 is a tough number to hit. So, 45-point lead is something else. Elijah Crawford off a FAMU miss takes the rebound down floor. Mawut Mag corner to Kozlowski. Good night for Brody. He's fouled on his way to the lane. That'll be foul number 8. So, 1-1. Jacoby Hendricks picks it up, his third. So, 1-1 for Brody Kozlowski. Brody's not taken a free throw as a BYU Cougar. He had not scored as a Cougar until tonight, but it's six off the bench for Brody on a pair of threes. Now he gets his first free throw try. 6 points, three rebounds. New career highs for Kozlowski. Makes the free throw. He's a talented shooter. You can tell everything he does, right?
Yeah, great shot. Reminds me a little bit of Andy Toulson, just a smooth, effortless stroke from three. And, you know, he's a little bit of a victim as he makes a second free throw of just a lot of talent on this team as a freshman. But he could be a really, really good player here at BYU.
How about 8-3 for Brody off the bench tonight? 2:25 to go, BYU 95, Florida A&M 48. That's a 47-point lead. Three-pointer left side, good. Rattles home from the Rattler, Jordan Chapman. He's got 10. 2:10 to play, 95-51. Boscovich missing a runner that he took off an alley-oop feed from Elijah Crawford left side. Comes the other way with Young getting to the rim, shooting and missing short. Crawford called for the foul. There'll be two free throws on the foul to number two, Elijah Crawford. Florida A&M's come in and hit 10 threes, eight twos. We told you that they're one of the better three-point rate teams and have one of the higher percentages of points scored on threes, and they played according to their script tonight that way. 10 for 33 from three. Free throw good by Sterling Young. He's got nine. So of their 53 field goal attempts, 33 have been from the arc. Cougs have also shot 30-plus. 14 for 31 are the Cougs. This for 10 points from Young. Leading scorer off the bench, 2 for 2 for Young. He's got 10. 15,544 tonight's attendance in the final pre-Christmas game on the slate. 95-53. The Cougar lead down to 42. It was 47 a moment ago.
Great pass.
Mawut right at the rim. Off the assist. Up and in and a chance for a three-point play. Was that Elijah who found him?
Yes. Elijah with a great penetration baseline. And out of the corner of his eye, saw Mawut coming on a cut to the basket. Found him on a bounce pass.
So this for 98. The Cougs nearing the 100-point plateau. Again, last time that FAMU allowed 100 came against SMU in a 102-73 setback back on November 7th. Free throw good. A high-arcing free throw from Mawut Mag. BYU's not yet scored 100 in the game under Kevin Young. They're at 98 now, 98-53. The fans love it when you get close to that century mark. Jared McGregor in the game. Oh, nearly a strip from Boscovich. Ends up back in the hands of Hendricks. Now a near turnover again, but it finds Shaquir O'Neal. He'll drive to Young. Young missed the layup, and He'll get free throws as he was hit on his way to the hole. Mawut Mag got him. So with the score 98-53, the Cougar lead at 45. It'll be two free throws for the Rattlers. Max Triplett soon to check in. Now the only question left is, does BYU score 100 tonight? Townsend Triple also ready to enter. Free throws like here for Young.
One of those guys ought to make the three. You got Triplett and Triple.
And minutes ago you had a Trey as well, but he's on the bench. Kozlowski will sit. Good minutes for Brody tonight. 13 minutes for Kozlowski. And career high, 8 points to go with three rebounds. Also a career high. Stecken for Sterling Young. 98-54, our score. 98-55, our score. Young, 2 for 2 again. 12 points for Sterling Young. And Cougar basketball. Will the Cougs score 100? 98-55 is our score. 90 seconds to play. Boscovich, right corner McGregor for three. Back rim. Rebound Shakir O'Neal. Sterling Young transition triple. Heavy. Out of bounds off of Jadarius Eatman. It'll be BYU basketball.
Probably get two more cracks at it here for BYU.
So Crawford past the timeline. 110 to play. 98-55. Elijah to the right ring. Dribbles into a three. Short on that front rim. The Cougar percentage is dropping
late.
Got it back, he did, on the steal. The back check and turnover by Florida A&M. The lob up went for Boscovich. Was Mihailo pushed on his way to the rim? I think he was. So he'll get two free throws, and the Cougs may get there at the stripe. 100 points, that is. 54 seconds to play. That was an aggressive lob from the left side. Went for Mihailo Boscovich. He was bumped on the way to the tin. So on the foul by Shakir O'Neal. I think he's done. That should be five. He's out. So Shakir O'Neal, son of Shaq, fouls out with 54 seconds to play. They're going to double check this to make sure they got the count right. We've got him at five. And he doesn't think he's got five. But there's he saying it wasn't me.
Foul's been changed to
okay.
Hendricks.
So they've given that to Hendricks and not
again,
O'Neal.
Again, it was Hendricks. Well, no. I was thinking maybe it was a numbers thing again, but he's 23, so that doesn't add up either.
No.
Oh, they can,
now they're saying it's Jordan Chapman. He gets his fourth. So either way, Boscovich will shoot two and make that one. So it's 99 now. A free throw for 100, the first 100-point game of the Kevin Young era. Are we going to see that right here, right now?
A lot of pressure.
54 seconds to go, 99-55. This for 100 and a 45-point lead with 54 seconds to play. Mihailo shoots and misses.
Oh, get...
Tip, no. Offensive rebound, Triplett, reset. J-Mac
McGregor!
For three. Yes! A three-pointer for J-Mac. And the Cougs hit 102. On the 15th three of the night, Jared McGregor, 1 for 2 from deep. The fans will go home happy. Happier. Hendricks spots an opening. Step back. Baseline. Jay spins out with 34 seconds to go. The rebound to BYU. 102-55. 47-point lead. The game-high cushion for BYU. The Cougs go to 9-2 in style. Elijah Crawford terminates right wing. Left side, Mihailo. There's a four-second difference between game and shot clock. McGregor. Knocked down the three a moment ago. Passes out of it. Give and go to Triplett. Runner from J-Mac. Heavy and a foul on the drive. So on Hendricks, that'll be four for real this time. And J-Mac will shoot two free throws. 12.3 to go. The shot clock will be off. And BYU will get to 9-2 with a 100-point performance. 102-55. The most points allowed by Florida A&M this year. 105 at TCU to open the season. Missed by J-Mac on the free throw. Five Cougs in double figures tonight. Catchings 21, Hall 14, Baker 11, Nell 10, Mag 10. Free throw good by J-Mac, 1 for 2. 103-55, 48-point lead, the game high cushion. 8 seconds to go. Rattler basketball. Driving down the lane right side. Nope. Missed it with a foul at the rim. Sterling Young was hit by... Who got him there?
Well, he just signaled 30. Dallin Hall.
And that's not right because he's not out there. So We've had some communication issues.
Maybe trip.
Maybe a triplet, 20,
triplet,
not
yeah,
30.
Triplet.
Yeah. So 103-55, two free throws for Sterling Young. There's a make. He's made them all tonight. 7-for-7 at the free throw line for Sterling Young. 13 points. One more free throw. 103-56 is our score. 3.3 to play, by the way. Makes them both. He went 8-for-8 on a 14-point night. The ball is in to Elijah Crawford. He will bounce it out, and that will do it for non-conference play. 103-57. The Cougars win it by 46. Post-game recap next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Final score tonight is BYU 103 and Florida A&M 57. Get some post-game numbers real briefly here before we break and send it back to Jason Shepard. BYU shoots 54% on the night to the Rattlers' 33%. BYU 44 from deep to Florida A&M's 29%. And BYU 20 of 26, 77% of the stripe to Florida A&M's 92, by the way, at 11 for 12. Nice showing from the Rattlers at the free throw line. BYU outboards Florida A&M by 20 tonight, 45 to 25. The Cougs had five players in double figures. Catchings 21, Hall 14, 11 for Baker, 10s for Nell and Mag. Leading rebounder for BYU, Cato with 9. He went 7 points, 9 rebounds. Leading assist man for BYU, Dallin Hall with 7. He went 14, 5, and 7. On a really complete line for the Cougar point guard. Fuseni Traore, shout out, 9 points, 6 rebounds, career high, 5 assists. Points off of turnovers, BYU 26-14. Second chance points, 14-0. No second chance points for Florida A&M on this night. Paint points to BYU 36-14. Fast break points to BYU 11-9. The Cougs led for 34.5 of tonight's 40 minutes of play. Let's get to our New Skin data discovery before the break. It is presented to you tonight and always by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what do you see in the box score as a data discovery for you tonight?
Yeah, BYU shot 20 of 26 from the free throw line, which is 77%, which is not an unusual number, but considering how BYU started this year, it was atrocious free throw shooting. They've steadily been getting better. They're now up around 70%. You've got three or four guys in the 80s. You got Foose in the 90s. So much better job with free throws as the season has progressed. That'll be important.
You, in the pregame, your keys to the game, you wanted to see BYU defensively tonight against Florida A&M, which doesn't get to 60 on the night in scoring.
Yeah, and you know, I said I wanted 10 or under assists. They got 12, which is pretty good still. And then I wanted
the turnover number. You wanted, you said
turnover. I wanted 16 or more. They got 18, so mission accomplished. 9 steals for BYU in this one. Led to a lot of fast break points.
All right, non-conference play is in the books at 9-2 for BYU. 103-57 is our final. Coming up next, Cougar Postgame Live. Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live with your host, Jason Shepard, kicking things off, tipping things off over at BYU Radio. That's
this is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepard.
Big time win. Big time score for the BYU Cougars, 103-57 BYU over Florida A&M to wrap up non-conference play at 9-2. Before we go any further on Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Get the win as well with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50, that's BYU50, on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer good at any Utah location tomorrow.
only. All right, lots of stuff to get to. Let's hit some other scores in college basketball, and we will start with the other Big 12 team that played tonight. It was the Cincinnati Bearcats. They are number 19 in the country. They were at number 22 Dayton, so a matchup of two top 25 teams, and this one went to the Bearcats. 66-59 is the final score. Elsewhere in top 25 action, number 12, Texas A&M had no problem defeating Houston Christian by a final score of 77-45. No other local teams were in action tonight. Most of them will be playing tomorrow. All right, in the NBA tonight, a couple of games, all final now. The Thunder winning in Miami, 104-97 over the Heat. The Cleveland Cavaliers, led by Donovan Mitchell's 27 points, defeat the Milwaukee Bucks 124-101. And the Philadelphia 76ers get the home win over the Charlotte Hornets 108-98. In college football tonight, the very first game of the new formatted college football playoff underway, and it has been, quite frankly, a snooze fest. It's been all Notre Dame. Indiana has just looked really bad in this game. Notre Dame is running away with this, under 5 minutes to go. Irish up 27-3. Barring some sort of just unbelievable comeback by the Hoosiers, Notre Dame is going to move on to the Sugar Bowl, where they will face Georgia. All right, in some lesser-known games in the bowl season, the Cure Bowl, not the band, Ohio defeating Jacksonville State 30-27, and in the Gasparilla Bowl, Florida gets the win over Tulane by a final score of 33-8. One other note for you, since BYU men's basketball now has a couple of days off, well, more than just a couple of days, they don't play till the end of the month against Arizona State for Big 12 play, the schedule much sooner for BYU women's basketball. They begin Big 12 play tomorrow. The Cougars will be hosting the Arizona Wildcats at the Marriott Center. BYU ended non-conference at 9-2. I'll have the game for you on BYU Radio at 2 o'clock Mountain Time. Again, on BYU Radio, 107.9 FM. You can also check it out on BYUradio.org and the BYU Radio app. The game also will be televised and streamed on ESPN+. All right, BYU gets the win, 103-57. Now full steam ahead to the Big 12, year two for the BYU Cougars at the end of the month. After the break, we'll get you back to the Marriott Center for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. Your final score, BYU 103, Florida A&M 57 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Marriott Center. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you courtside. BYU 103, Florida A&M 57 is our final. Cougs wrap up non-conference play at 9-2. Let's get to our post-game honorees. We'll start off with our Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar. Simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Career high 21 for our Waystar Star of the Game, Cannon Catchings. 21 points on 8 for 12 from the field, 4 for 7 from deep. He added 4 rebounds and 3 assists. He was plus 39 tonight. 2 steals as well, part of his box score tonight. So, Cannon Catchings is our Waystar Star of the Game. Now for our Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart. All types of steel products from tube, pipe, rebar, metal roofing, and so much more. Jobs big or small, Palmer's Metal Mart is everyone's metal store, and our Palmer's Metal Mart, Steel Man of the Game, joins us on the headset. He is Brody Kozlowski, the freshman coming in, career high 8 points to go along with 3 rebounds. Brody is on headset. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate you. How you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thanks for being on. How good did that feel tonight to get some run?
That felt great. It was really fun to be out there with the boys.
First points as a Cougar get scored tonight, and you'll always remember your first points. Right corner, 3-pointer.
Yep, it was amazing.
Tell me how that was setting up for you.
I was just ready, sitting in the corner ready. I knew I was going to shoot it when I got the ball. And when he passed it to me, I just knew it was going to go in.
Well, bro, it's so good to see you get some time. I know what a great shooter you are. Everybody knows what a great shooter you are. You were able to show that a little bit tonight. I know it's probably a little frustrating you wanting to play more, but it must have been fun to get out there and kind of show what you could do a little bit tonight.
Yeah, for sure. I'm always going to be ready on the bench. Whenever Coach calls my name, I'll be ready. Coming in, It was just super fun to be out there.
But this is a very deep team, and everyone supports everybody on this team. There's a little bit of injury involved, too, so maybe it's a few more minutes out there. But where do you kind of see your role as a true freshman on one of the deeper teams BYU's ever had?
For sure. When coach calls my name, I'm going to come in, be aggressive, have energy, defend, and then when I get open shots, I'm going to hit them.
BYU tonight hits 15 threes, 15 for 34. And if Kevin Young had his way, I think 15 for 34 might be the line every night. You shoot in the mid-30s in terms of attempts, make a good percentage tonight. That's BYU basketball.
Exactly, yeah.
So this career for you that starts off of an offseason that had you, well, you tell us, physically, how did you feel getting ready for your freshman season?
It was a grind, for sure. College is a different type of level than high school. So coming in, I wasn't as fast. I wasn't as strong as the other teammates. So just coming in, I had to build my strength with Wiz. I had to build my confidence. I had to build my athleticism with everyone else. So it was a work in progress. And now here I am coming out, hitting some shots, and it was super fun.
Did you have an off-floor situation you had to deal with health-wise to build back from? Maybe you could tell folks about that.
Yeah, so I was dealing with a groin issue in the summer, like for like a month, and that kind of set me back a little bit. And then just dealing with some shin splints as well during that time, but came back stronger, which was helpful with all the staff. So,
Did you have an accident too, like late in your high school year before your that also affected you?
Yeah, it was actually last year. I got in a car crash and broke my collarbone.
So, you've had to deal with you a little bit here, getting ready to be a freshman, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's part of life, though. You got to deal with adversity and just push through it.
And then you've had. In just a few games, I mean, over in your short career, you had a bunch of different kind of coaching figures, I guess you'd say, and Coach Young comes in here. How have you liked Coach Young's approach and working with him?
I think his level to detail. He's super detailed in everything he does, offensively, defensively, and it's super fun to learn from him and grow from him. I think that's the main thing for me is just his experience at the NBA level and bringing it to this college. Atmosphere is amazing.
Chatting with Brody Kozlowski, career high 8 for Brody off the bench. We'll continue our conversation with the Cougs' fine freshman right after this. 103-57 is your final. BYU over FAMU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU 103, Florida A&M 57, our final, the first 100-point game of the Kevin Young era. We're joined courtside, Greg and Mark, by tonight's Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, two-time 6A Player of the Year at Corner Canyon High School in Draper, Utah, Brody Kozlowski. Brody on the headset with us for a couple more moments. All right, so non-conference at 9-2. What do you think of that?
I think that's awesome. I think we could have done a little better on those other games against Ole Miss and Providence, but it's a learning curve for us, and we're going to keep working and put that into conference.
How much do you appreciate the legacy of the Kozlowski family name here at BYU? What does it mean to you?
Oh, it's awesome. With Glenn, my grandpa, Richard, my dad, my mom, it's just the whole legacy is amazing. So super fun to have that and carry that legacy on.
I will tell you this. I was a freshman at BYU in 1984. Okay, BYU happened to win a national championship that year, and Glenn Kozlowski was one of the stars of that team. And I got put into a class as a freshman with Glenn Kozlowski. And I was starstruck that freshman year. I could not believe that I was in the same class as the Glenn Kozlowski. That's when I first heard the Kozlowski name. And so to come full circle and have nephew Brody here basically on the headset's a pretty cool deal.
It's crazy. Full circle for sure.
Yeah, I think Glenn was the greatest of all time at receiver. I mean, he was so good. I loved watching him play. And I'm the same way as Greg. We need Brody here. This is where he belongs. And, of course, you – look like you're going to go to USC. How did it transpire? They got a coaching change, and how did you end up here where, with all due respect, this is where you're supposed to be, and how did that happen?
I think just like the coach is leaving, Kevin Young getting the job, he hit me up right away, so which was super awesome to hear from him, and I loved what he had planned here at BYU, and I wanted to join it.
Okay, so Mom, in addition to being a great star here at BYU, has been a broadcaster for years now. And now she gets to comment on your games.
Yeah.
How much on-air commentary and personal commentary crosses over? Like, does she tell you in person what you might say on the air?
I think so. Sometimes she does, but I think off the air she tells me other stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad my mom didn't get to comment on my games on the TV.
You're proud of her, I'm sure, for what you've done. I mean, as a broadcaster, she's an all-timer.
I'm super proud of her and what she's done and the legacy she's done here at BYU. I'm just trying to carry that for her and keep that Kozlowski name going.
Okay, so now it's an 11-day break before your next game. Your next game is a big one because it's a Big 12 game. It's first of 20. Your thoughts on being in the Big 12 and what's ahead for you guys here in this conference campaign?
Yeah, we just got to lock in, get stronger for sure as a team, get more united, be dialed in on the details, offensively, defensively, so we can know what we need to do against Arizona State. And I think we'll be ready.
How about the holidays themselves here? This is nice because you're from around here, and I know that Coach Young is going to probably after tonight say, guys, get lost for a few days. Enjoy the family. We'll see you back here late next week as you get ready for ASU. What do you guys plan to do for the Christmas?
I'm just chilling. Just chill with some family. Go to with my mom and dad up to their families and everything, their family houses, and do some Santa Claus with their grandparents. So it'll be super fun.
Well, you were lucky, Brody, to have maybe not as many games as usual in December. I know finals happened. How did that go for you, being in college and taking care of finals and playing at the same time?
Still maintaining that 4.0, so it's been nice.
Yeah, that's impressive.
What is going to be
– Greg and I combined were 4.0.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think will be what we say Brody Kozlowski's style is? As you get more minutes and get more time as your career goes along, what kind of player do you think you will end up being or would like to be?
I would love to be like a replica of like Kevin Love, mixture with Luka, with his shooting, and then Kevin Love's just aggressiveness, his rebounding, just his all-around game. So I think that mixture is kind of what my game is.
I can see that.
Yeah, we've got you listed at 6'8", 230 right now. How close to that is to what you are?
Yeah, I'm around there.
Right around there?
Yeah.
Do you is that a good weight for you? What were you, like, say, last year of high school, where were you at? Do you remember?
I think I was around 220, 215.
So this is a good college weight for you? You think this is kind of what you'd like to be at?
I think around 225, 220 is good. So I've kind of slimmed down. I'm like 225 now, which has been good.
Okay.
More in that playing shape. I think 220 would be like around there as well. So
and how do you feel physically? You talked about the different ailments you had to deal with and work through. How do you feel right now?
I'm feeling great. Yeah,
that's awesome. I will say that this is, like I said, it's one of the deepest teams BYU's ever had, and it's a true thing. You got a lot of talent around you. I mean, your career is all in front of you, and yet there are guys like Trevanello been here a while, Foose been here a while, even Richie and Dallin, we think of them as veterans. Just maybe a thought or two about the guys you get to play with this year.
It's an amazing group of guys to learn from all the vets and everything, and then have young talent with Yegor, Cannon, Eli, all those young guys coming in as well. So I think having Kadeem as well, he's going to come in and bring some talent as well. So just that group, we're all dialed in, wanting to win, and so it's been awesome.
Well, it has been awesome. 9-2 is a great 11-game start to this, and many more great nights ahead as we get right into Big 12 play. Brody, great to have you on tonight. Congrats on the first career points. Many more to come for you. Great to see you get the run you did tonight, and we look forward to watching you play the rest of this year and down the line. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Brody Kozlowski. We've got Coach Kevin Young and more ahead. BYU 103, FAMU 57, our final on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so welcome back to the Marriott Center, where BYU defeats Florida A&M. 103-57 is our final. 15,000-plus in the stands to see BYU go to 9-2. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery Ice Cream, delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Before we hear from head coach Kevin Young, let's get to tonight's Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. It's a combo stat tonight. We're going to go with rebounds and second chance points. BYU 45-25 on the glass, so a plus 20 edge there, a plus 7 edge on offensive rebounds, 10-3, and the Cougs took that plus-7 edge, turned it into 14 second-chance points, and 14-0 was the second-chance point advantage. I don't know the last time I saw a game where a team didn't have any second-chance points, but that was Florida A&M tonight as BYU dominated on the glass.
And that's a good rebounding team that has a lot of size. Say what you will about the other parts of the game, but that was something I expected them to really compete with BYU at. BYU, again, was dominant like they've been all season long on the boards.
All right, we'll take a break and come back with head coach Kevin Young. His team has its first 100-point game of his coaching tenure. 103.57 is our final. The coach is coming up next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so we are courtside here at the Marriott Center. We await the arrival of Kevin Young. Coach Young and the Cougars tonight defeating Florida A&M by a final score of 103-57. BYU led in scoring by Cannon Catchings, 21 points, 14 for Dallin Hall, 11 for Dawson Baker, 10s apiece for Mawut Mag and Trevin Nell. Other scorers for the Cougs, Fuseni Troyori with 9, 8 for Brody Kozlowski, career high, Kay Bakeda with 7, 5 for Mihailo Boskovic, 4 for Jared McGregor, 4 for Elijah Crawford. Those are the scores. You add them all up, you get to 103. BYU shoots 54% on the night, 44% from three, 77% from the free throw line. Those are winning numbers. BYU shot basically as well in the first half as it did in the second half. Balanced scoring, balanced half-to-half. Yes, Florida A&M is overmatched. They're now 0-7 against Power Conference foes, and they've gotten run out by all the good teams they've played. They're a SWAC team that has to go on the road for basically the entire preseason, but for some non-Division I home games. And the Cougs did what they were supposed to do. But again, if the odds makers say you've got to cover it 34.5, that's a big number to hit. And the Cougs did that and then some tonight and win it by 46 points, 103-57. And so, Mark, now with non-conference play done, we can kind of judge how the Cougs did in the non-league portion at 9-2.
Yeah, I thought they did pretty well. You know, they didn't play a lot of great teams, but like they did tonight, they took care of business and beat the team that was in front of them and did it in an impressive fashion. And I think about the guys who need to really play well for BYU to be successful in the Big 12, and one of the main guys is Cannon Catchings. I love his line tonight. The 21 points, 8 of 12, 4 for 7. That means he was 4 for 5 from the 2, which I think has to be a bigger part of his game. And he was good. And then that 4 rebounds, not huge, but he's got to get rebounds. And 4 is a decent number. 3 assists. Overall, I thought Cannon was terrific. And he's just going to be critical to BYU's success against the good teams they'll face in the Big 12.
It was last night on the coach's show that Kevin Young talked about Cannon Catchings and what was maybe in store for him as they worked on different parts of his game. And as Coach Kevin Young puts on the headset, maybe we could start with Cannon and how proud you are of him and what he did tonight. And I'm sure some of the things you felt you were working with him on showed up on the floor tonight.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I love about Cannon is just how coachable he is. You know, he's when I really lock in on things with him, he tries really hard to put those into play on the court. I thought tonight, you know, he took the right shots, and that's kind of what I told him after the game. I don't really look at him as a make-or-miss shot guy. I just look at, are you taking the right shots? And I think all 7 of his threes tonight were catch-and-shoot threes, which is something we've been on him quite a bit. And then I love the attacks that he had in transition, drawing contact, and, you know, I thought he had some great carryover tonight.
It's a team you're supposed to beat handily, and you did so tonight, but you also want to do it the right way, right? You want to see you play BYU basketball. How do you think the team did that way tonight?
No, I mean, the 25 assists on 34 makes, that's right. That's kind of where I go to on that one. I thought, you know, tonight was probably the best ball movement, just in terms of just effortless. Like, no one's forcing shots. I thought every shot, for the most part, that was, you know, attempted was a good shot. And that's something we've been talking to our guys quite a bit about. And then, you know, on the defensive end, you know, kept him relatively, you know, off the line for the good chunk of the game, which is something we've been talking about quite a bit. And, you know, we forced him to beat us from three with some of the threes that we wanted him to take. Now, they got some easier ones in the second half that we didn't love, but I thought on that end it was pretty good as well.
Coach, I'm guessing that you didn't have to deal with
Kevin Durant, Devin Booker going through finals week when you're with the Suns. I mean, that must have been a new experience for you. Didn't have a lot of games in December, but how was that whole process? How'd the guys do? And was that a hard time with practice and finals and all that going on?
Yeah, I mean, our guys are great, man. They're super focused on everything they have going on. I told them, you know, yesterday and today, like, look, I understand this is a tough time of year with, you know, with the finals wrapping up. You know, people have families in town, people are getting ready to travel, and so really challenged them to just focus on the task at hand tonight, and I thought they did that well.
Fuseni Traore ends up with a really balanced line, which we come to expect from him, 9, 6, and 5, points, rebounds, and assists. The 5 assists for him tie a career high. And again, you're talking about sharing the ball at 25 assists, and 5 go to Big Foose tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's so good. I mean, he's just such a steady, reliable force, both on the block and in that kind of high post area where he can facilitate. You know, great hub for us offensively. And, you know, the combination of him and Kaba has been really, really good for us. I think they complement each other well, and I think our guys do a good job of finding them in their spots.
Team high 9 rebounds for Kaba. Dallin Hall's line tonight, 14, 5, and 7 points, rebounds, and assists. And those 7 assists are a season high. Coming off a 6-assist game against Wyoming, here's Dallin Hall getting into the flow.
Yeah, no, I thought he was really good. I thought tonight was his best kind of just pick-and-roll game. In terms of decision making, was I thought really good. He's another guy, you know, our staff's been spending a lot of time watching film with him, just showing him different things, and I just loved his moxie tonight. You know, he didn't get discouraged when he missed those first two bunnies. He kept attacking. It was good to see him make some threes as well, and then like I said, kind of be a bit of a maestro in the pick and roll.
Coach, another good, I thought, defensive performance tonight. You mentioned some letdowns in the second half on the 3-point. Shooting, but overall I think you're doing a nice job. You seem to be progressing. I think Mawet adds a really nice defensive presence for you. And how do you feel like going into conference play, where you're at defensively? Are you pleased? There obviously may be more work to do, but do you feel like you're going in the right direction?
Absolutely. I think that's, for me, where I probably have, you know, grown the most confidence in our group, really since the Providence game. I think we've really streamlined exactly what we want them to do defensively, and they've done a great job of executing that. Obviously, we'll be faced with some stiffer challenges in terms of things we have to guard and stop. But as far as, you know, our identity and our schemes and you know, what we value the most, what I'm calling our standard operating procedures, I think our guys have really dug their teeth into that.
We visited with Brody Kozlowski on the headset as our postgame guest tonight, and he goes 13 minutes, ends up with a career-high 8 points because those were his first points as a BYU Cougar. And even in that limited time, we kind of showcased, or you did, what Brody's capable of doing as his career continues here.
Yeah, he's a guy that got off to a slow start because of injury. You know, in the summer he had some shin splints and he had some other stuff going on with some lower body stuff. But, you know, he's really come on a lot in practice. I think he's done everything we ask him to do. He's a great guy. He's a great teammate. He's really helped practice be much better, and he's really started to shoot the ball better in practice. And, you know, when you put that kind of work in and you're consistent like he is, you know, he deserved a night like that to see the ball go in, and I was really happy with how he played.
Bit of a blessing and a curse situation with as much depth as you've got, because you've had to use 5 different starting lineups in 11 games, but you're getting productivity out of each group. And again, once you get healthy, you're going to have a lot of guys who've had a lot of meaningful minutes because of that injury situation. So I think you look at the positive of it and say, we've dealt with it and dealt well with it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a huge part of a team, right, of guys being able to be mature enough to, you know, cheer for other guys when it's not their night, and then be able to produce when it is their night. And, you know, I think we got a locker room full of team-first guys. And hopefully that bodes as well as we get healthy. But I think for me, it's really, like I say this a lot, but it's really made our practices that much better, which in turn has made our team a lot better. So, on the other hand, it's the biggest challenge I have in terms of, you know, making sure we're subbing it the right way, making sure we have the right combinations of guys out there. I mean, that's something I spend a lot of time studying with our analytic director, and we'll have our hands full of trying to figure that out, but it's definitely a good problem to have.
Not to belabor the NBA background you have, but you come from a world of load management and 80 to 100 games and guys having a much more stringent schedule where lineups probably do have to change a lot more. Has it been helping you in terms of going just rolling with the punches that way?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to be ready for anything. You know, in that league, I learned that. So, you know, we're not certainly not afraid of any type of lineups we need to throw out there. We have a lot of versatility, which makes it, you know, fun to try to find different pairings and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, that was something that I studied a lot, and I was always, you know, that was always on my plate when I was an assistant as far as helping the head coach with the subbing patterns and who's playing. And so feel pretty experienced with that. Akash, our director of analytics, you know, we have some software that we use to kind of visually see what that looks like. So it's something I feel like I'm pretty well versed in.
It seems to me there's kind of two issues when you don't have guys out for injury. Maybe one is chemistry, and then one is just having the right personnel on the floor at the same time. As far as chemistry goes, how important is it to have guys play together on the floor, or do they take care of that in practice? They've been together for all year long getting ready for the season. Do you think the chemistry's already there and now it's just about getting the right personnel on the floor?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think, you know, obviously Dallin and you know, our Yegor playing together and with Kaba, right? Like that trio hasn't been out there as much as I would have liked in games. I mean, the tricky part in practice is, you know, you're playing obviously against yourself and your own scheme versus playing against, you know, other teams' schemes. I think one thing that's helped us a lot, and again, I'm learning on the fly, is, you know, we've really kind of transitioned to a lot of scout team type stuff where we, you know, we'll have a group of five with some of our GAs play like how the other team's going to play us. You know, in the NBA, that's virtually unheard of. You just never practice, so you don't have time to do that here. You know, there's more time to do stuff like that. I think that's helped us in practice, and that's kind of helped build up some of the chemistry as well.
Okay, I'm sure it was a fun locker room afterward because they know they've got some time off now to enjoy the holidays with their family and friends, and so they will have some time here to really enjoy Christmas, won't they?
They will, you know, which I think for any athlete, you know, that plays basketball particularly, and even football this year, you know, holidays can be tricky, you know, time away. I mean, these guys were away for Thanksgiving, so to be able to circle back and have some time off for Christmas, you know, will be really special, I think, for everybody. And, you know, we're looking forward to a little break, but then obviously really looking forward to what's ahead.
You're back at work, what, late next week, day after Christmas maybe?
Yep, back in the gym day after Christmas. And, you know, talked to the guys quite a bit, though, about being able to get work in while they're away. And you know, our strength coach and Jordan Brady, our director of player development, have those guys dialed and ready.
Have fun, but be safe and get back safe and sound and get ready to work, because the next time you hit the floor, it's going to be in a conference game.
Yeah, can't wait. You know, I mean, obviously great conference, you know, great competition, and, you know, I think we're ready to rock.
All right, we are too. Coach, congratulations on tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young, and that is our BYU Creamery Cougar postgame coaches show, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this Friday night. As non-conference play comes to a close in a winning fashion, BYU 103 and Florida A&M 57 is our final score. Let's thank our crew back at BYU Radio, our studio hosts, plural tonight, Cleon Wall and Jason Shepard, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors James Finlayson, Kaylee Radford and Maya Tippetts, and BYU Radio engineer Barry Squires. Appreciation goes out to BYU Basketball Communications Director Tyson Jex for facilitating our pre- and post-game interviews. Thanks for Coach Young pre- and post, and for Brody Kozlowski being our courtside guest as well. Josh Padilla of Florida A&M made sure we had a conversation pre-game with head coach Patrick Crary of the Rattlers. Good to speak with him, and best of luck to them in their SWAC battles ahead. That just leaves the guys on the headset who wish all of you in Cougar Nation a Merry Christmas. Next time we'll talk to you will be New Year's Eve, BYU and ASU. And Mark at 9-2, the non-conference play is done and dusted, and we get ready for our second year in the Big 12.
Yeah, I think this team's getting better, and a 46-point win is a nice early Christmas present for Cougar fans. And, you know, I like games like this where I can just totally enjoy it, no nerves, and just relax. Those days are behind us, Greg. It's going to be super fun to play against that high level in a lot of great places. Again, it was so fun last year. So I look forward to the new year, New Year's Eve and the new year to experience that. But I'll take the 46-point win tonight.
Here comes the grind in the Big 12, and Mark and I will be with you for that on December 31st, New Year's Eve afternoon. It'll be a 1 o'clock pregame and a 2 o'clock Mountain Time tip for BYU and ASU.
That means we can get to bed by 8 or 9.
You might that night?
Yeah, we'll just move the clock up a couple hours and celebrate at 9 o'clock.
We've spent a few New Year's Eves in Denny's at different places around the country.
We did bring in the new year in a Denny's in
outside Moraga, Walnut Creek.
Walnut Creek, yeah. California. Yeah, that was something.
We've done a little bit of everything over 28 years. All right. For Mark Duran, my name is Greg Grubel. Thanking you for tuning in, and I am saying in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Merry Christmas and good night. So long from Provo, Utah. Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah, as tonight the Cougars play their non-conference finale with the Florida A&M Rattlers in town, rebounded by Mawut Magg. BYU 3-on-4 down the floor hesitation. Float game, Cannon Catchings rolls it in. Cannon Catchings puts BYU on the board. We're tied at 2, exactly 2 minutes in. And rebounded by Kay Bakeda. Kevin Young waving his team down the floor almost 4 minutes in. One bucket for BYU. Magg, how about 2? Yeah, it is. Mawut Magg with the Cougars' first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the night. BYU makes it a two-point game. 7-5 is our score. Dallin Hall will walk it right side. 7-5, FAMU leading BYU. Fuseni Traore. Low to Cannon Catchings. Cannon hammers it home off the assist. The high-low from Fuse to Cannon. And he dunks to make it a 7-7 ball game.
A great cut, and Foose just making the right decision. Foose is a terrific passer. He's like a point guard when he catches it out front.
To Foose on the post up. Left block. He gets to the middle. On Jadarius Eatman. The jump hook is good. And Fuseni Traore with that bucket moves up the career scoring chart. Goes from 40th to 39th. Foose, again, single team coverage on the post up. Gets right to the rim. Little reverse flip and a score for Fuseni Traore. Three-pointer left, rebound off the miss by Sterling Young to BYU. Dawson Baker down floor right side. 11-7 Cougs, 9-0 run over the last 2.5 minutes. Dawson Baker will drive it, hand off to Mihailo Boskovic, and a finger roll right at the rim off the assist from DB. So Mihailo gives the Cougars a 13-7 lead. It's an 11-0 run. A steal by Trevin Nell at midcourt. He'll drive it and reverse lay-in for the score. The breakaway two for Trevin Nell, and BYU makes it a 13-0 run and a 15-7 lead. 12:20 to go until halftime. Elijah Crawford to the top to the left wing now. Still on the bounce. Back to the top of the key. Whips a pass left corner. Trevin Nell for three. Got it. Trevin Nell with his first three. And now the lead is 16-0. On an 18-7 lead, BYU up double digits. 16-0 run over the last 4 minutes plus. Mihailo Boskovic. Short corner feed to Dawson Baker. Now the post up to Foose, out to DB. Dawson Baker for three. There it is. A 19-0 run. Ties the Cougars' long run of the season. They had a 19-0 spurt against Queens. Now it's 19 straight as the Cougs take a 21-7 lead. BYU trailed 7-2 and now leads 21-7. Dawson Baker, he's long on that three. Trevin Nell's got to hobble it off as the offensive rebound to Foose gets a reset to DB, and Dawson knocks down another three. It's a season-long 22-0 run. And the Cougs with another Mountain America three. That's now 4-for-8 from deep. Dawson's got 6 points on a couple of threes. And seen a lot of Elijah Crawford here last few minutes. Lobs it up for Kaba. Kaba collects and lays it off the window. Had to come down with it. Goes back up with it and scores. Kaba has his first two. And the Cougar lead back to a game-high tying 17 at 26-9. Crawford straightaway Baker are down to an 8-second shot clock again. 8 minutes on the game clock. Crossover from Dawson. Dawson to the free throw line.
Oh,
beautiful
so
move. Gets down low and lays it up and in. That was very Dellavedova-esque, what yeah. Dawson Baker just did right there.
Good comparison. He gets a defender on his hip and just keeps him there. And then Kata clears it out for him to just shoot a nice easy layup.
32-13. The Cougs on top. 5:25 to go in the break. Wide open three for Cannon. Catch, shoot, and score. Cannon fire from the right side. Cannon Catchings with his first three of the night. And the Cougs have a 22-point lead for the first time tonight. 35-13. And BYU now 5-for-12 from deep. Cannon has 7. Dallin straight away. Step back three. Pull. Fire. Oh. Score! Dallin Hall! 38-13. The Cougar leads. Boosted to 25 on Catchings. Will drive to the left block, squeeze it up, and score. That's a tough shot. But it goes from a little eight-footer baseline left. They stood him straight up, and he squeezed it up and over and makes it 40-19. BYU lead 21. Fuseni Traore backs down, sees a double, finds Cannon, who finds an open Dallin Hall for three, and that's good. Beautiful ball movement. Inside to Foose, up top to Cannon, left side to Dallin, and BYU by 24, one off the game-high lead. It is 43-19. Cougs on top. Still on the dribble, Dawson Baker. Terminates, finds Mawut Magg, three-point range right. Hall takes it on the Marriott Center logo. Stepping to him is Sterling Young. Dallin losing him on a little jab. High to Foose, backdoor Mawut, and a reverse lay-in off the assist from Fuseni Traore. That's four assists for Foose. That was pretty. And the one assist away from a career high is Traore as the Cougs take a game-high 26-point lead now at 45-19. Misses it off the front rim from the right corner. Hall rebound, down floor Dawson. Dawson racing, kicking, corner, catching.
Yes.
Scores for three, left side. Timeout to Kevin Young and BYU with 34.7 to go till halftime. It is all Cougars. 48-19. The lead goes to a game-high 29. The Cougs do get to 50 as Trevin Nail makes the first two misses of the third, so he has seven. And BYU leads at the break 50-21, a 29-point lead for BYU. Ties the game-high cushion at the intermission. Skip pass right corner, Cannon catches and shoots and scores for three. Right corner, Cannon catching 16 points to lead all scores, one off a career high as a BYU Cougar. Hall's going to race it to the right wing, high to Catchings. Pull, fire, he score checks. Again! Cannon Catchings! 19, new BYU career high for him. And 57-23, the BYU lead 34 and 18 minutes to play. BYU's up 34 right now. By the way, they're still not covering. Trevin Nell, now they are. Trevin Nell for three, right wing off the assist from Cannon. And 60-23, the lead explodes to 37 early in half number two. 3 minutes gone here in half number two. Dallin setting up shop on the wing right side. Kava sets a screen. Kava rolls low. There goes the lob. Kava off the window! The pick and roll lob and finish. Kava off the assist from Dallin Hall. Kava yanks it away from Trevin Nell. That's okay. A little friendly fire there. Six boards for Kava. Cannon catching. Baseline drive and cleared for takeoff. Cannon throws it down. 21 for Catchings. BYU by 43 now, 66-23. What a start to the second half. It's Dawson Baker for three, ends that run. Dawson for three, left wing. He's three for five from deep. BYU's 12 for 26 from three, and the Cougar lead up to 39, 69-30. Looks left, has Mihailo back to Hall between the circles. Slow right-hand bounce for Hall. BYU left to right here in the second half. Dallin will drive it into the paint, hand off to Foose. Foose goes up with it, takes a foul, and scores it. And so a three-point play chance for Fuseni Traore. They single-team him, so Foose is going to back down, jump hook it, and score it. Tober, Jadarius Eatman, and it's 74-39, BYU by 35. Corner three, Kozlowski. Yes! Brody Kozlowski! First points as a BYU Cougar. Come on a three-pointer, right corner. 77-42, and that's BYU's 13th three of the night. Jameen Charles working outside the perimeter right side. Hand off to Caleb Washington. Stripped by Elijah Crawford. Gets it back. Elijah will drive it and hammer it home with two hands. Elijah Crawford getting up to throw it down. It's more than half their scoring. Brody Kozlowski, you talk about hitting them threes in practice. How about game time? Two threes for Brody. His first 6 points as a BYU Cougar. And the Cougs answer a three with another 82-46. In and out on the three. Rebound falls to Kata. Kata to Dallin Hall, right wing, lobs it up for Kava! Oh, yes! Dallin Hall, big smile on his face. That's how it's supposed to go. He throws it up, and Kata throws it down.
That's been a minute. I've missed it. That was fun to watch.
Jacoby Hendricks turns it over to Cannon, catching in a passing lane down low. Cannon will cuff it, scoop it, miss it, stick back. Good Dallin for Dallin Hall. Dallin at the rim, up and in. He's got 11, the fourth Cougan double figures. Off the miss from Catchings, and there's BYU at 90. Hall, Catchings, Stewart, Kozlowski, Kata. Dallin hits the gas, drives to the rim. There it goes!
He's got the lid off now.
Oh, no, he's hit hard, falls to the floor, slow to get up. But that was one of the tougher lay-in tries he's had. And after some tough luck at the rim, that one's up and in. And luckily so, too, is Dallin Hall up and off the floor. But he took a hard hit and hit the deck hard. 95-53. The Cougar lead down to 42. It was 47 a moment ago.
Pass.
Mawut right at the rim off the assist. Up and in and a chance for a three-point play. Was that Elijah who found him?
Yes, Elijah with a great penetration baseline. And
out of the corner of his eye, saw Mouette coming on a cut to the basket, found him on a bounce pass.
With 54 seconds to play, Mihailo shoots and misses.
Oh, what a good
tip, no. Offensive rebound, triplet, reset. J-Mac for
three.
Yes! A three-pointer for J-Mac. And the Cougs hit 102 on the 15th three of the night. Jared McGregor, 1-for-2 from deep. The fans will go home happy. 103-56, 103-57. Makes them both. He went 8-for-8 on a 14-point night. The ball is in to Elijah Crawford. He will bounce it out, and that will do it for non-conference play. 103-57. The Cougars win it by 46.